Blog Talk Radio.
And I'm here, man. Are y'all ready for the fire talk? Slow down on the biz and uplift the dialogue. Oh, yeah. Listen right along. This is straight off the press. The remix fresh with no prior song. Oh. Supplying y'all with the certified thoughtful. Yeah. To get the piece of the piece, it's time to call blow. Yeah. The raspberry wind is fragrant, flavorful. Insatiable eardrums taste the radio. Here can't be beat. The clash with me. Better leave all your doors and all half the week. What? Positive and motivational stack to see successful guests. Promote yourself, masturbate. BlogTalkRadio.com/TheRemix Fridays at 10 p.m. Eastern. Support the sister with a great reason. I must insist, don't miss it this evening. Peace, man.
Peace and greetings, everyone. I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to The Remix. I am your host, of course, Miss Blue, and you are live in The Remix. I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to everyone here joining us live in the forum tonight. Peace and greetings to everyone out there, and thank you guys so much for joining us here live in The Remix. Wow, can you believe today is November the 15th, 2013, and yes, you are live in The Remix. You are live in The Remix, and I am so glad to have all of you here joining us here tonight for this very, very special show. We're going to get ourselves situated and really just get ready to get into the forum and do what we do because it's Remix. It's The Remix. Tonight, we're going to be doing live readings. The goddesses are here. That's right. So all of the goddesses from the priestesshood is here. You're going to get an opportunity to connect with them and get a live reading. So 646-652-2711 is the number to call. You're going to want to press 1 when you get on the phone lines so that once we start taking calls, you don't have to press 1 right now. I see you guys all jumping up and down on the phone lines now. You don't have to press 1 now, but once we get ready to start taking your calls, you will get an opportunity to call in. I want to welcome you guys to the platform tonight, welcome you here to The Remix tonight, and also remind you that the chat room is open. I see so many of you getting yourself situated, and you're getting yourself in the chat room, and you're getting yourself situated in the phone on the phone line. So let me go ahead and give you some directions so you can get yourself over www.blogtalkradio.com/TheRemix, all one word, is how you're going to be able to get into the chat room. If you're a guest and you're joining us for the very first time, I want to say welcome to you. We have so many guests that are joining us from all over the world and every day. I certainly enjoy connecting with you, whether it's on Twitter, Facebook, or even through email, just having you guys connect with us. Welcome to The Remix. In the chat room, you can participate. If you haven't experienced the chat room, it is a good place where The Remix family will certainly make you feel welcome. All you have to do is click the link at the very bottom that says sign up, tell us who you are, and you can come right in, and The Remix family is there. You can. They'll be there to chat with you. They'll be there to connect with you and just kind of spread the Remix love. And, of course, I'm in the chat room, as well as the other Remix host, Esther, in the chat room as well. I also want to start out tonight. We're going to do a little bit of dancing, just kind of moving the energy around as we get ready to get started. I want to remind you guys that today is Friday. Today is Friday. It's the weekend. And so you know what happens on Friday. The orders for the Oracle deck goes out for the Know Your Magic Oracle deck. And you can go ahead, you know, you can place your order for the Oracle deck by going to www.blogtalkradio.com/TheRemix, all one word. And that's how you're going to be able to check out what everyone, brothers and sisters from all over the world, has to say about the Kim deck, the Oracle deck that was specifically created for our soul group the Soul Group. If you're listening here tonight, then you're a part of that Soul Group as well. And, yeah, check it out. You can read that. You can place your order no matter where you are in the world, and you can get that Kim deck, as well as the Know Your Magic audio workbook that's there. I also want to remind you guys that Saturday is self-invested, and where is my bell? Just want to remind you that this Saturday is self-invested, and if you guys don't know about the self-invested workshop, it is definitely the place where masterminds come together, and we come together in a very big way, really doing work, all kinds of work, and learning about things up close and personal, and we have some of the best brothers and sisters from all across the world who support self-invested and who has just really, really, really done so many beautiful, wonderful things as well for just everyone, for themselves. And they come into this space where we do self-invested, and so many magical things happen. We have speakers from all over, many of them that you know from the Remix family, many more to come. As well, that will be joining the platform. Of course, my self-teaching classes in self-invested. We have the goddess Rainwater, who also came and taught a class as well. Brother Bilal from Bilal the Experience is there teaching classes. In fact, this will be another one of our series that we're doing inside self-invested workshop. We're talking about money matters and really going hard on that. So tomorrow we'll be diving into that subject and just kind of keep getting it as we've been doing. And it's so much fun. We're learning so much, sharing so much, and just growing so much. I want to say thank you to all of you out there who are self-invested, part of the Remix family, and just spreading that love and just doing what you do and just staying in the work. If you guys want to find out more about becoming self-invested and how you can become self-invested for yourself, for your family, email me, question, Q-U-E-S-T-I-O-N, the number 4, blue, at gmail.com. You can find out about that and just get all the details, all the juicy details. So if you want to get the juice, just email, and we'll send you those details. Peace and greetings to everyone. Welcome to the Remix tonight. I want to remind you that tonight's show, as well as all of the Remix shows, are available for you to download. And it's a couple of ways that you can do that. You can actually come here right to the Remix Radio. You can subscribe. And that's one of the ways that you can begin to download. You can download that way. The other way that you can do it is you can go over to iTunes. Make sure you subscribe on iTunes. And that way you're sure to go back into the archive. It's nearly 600 shows that you can go back through, and from all the speakers, from brothers and sisters all over the world who have visited the platform and still continue to, and more new ones to come. So I got some goody goodies for you guys to come to, and you can hear those shows. You can find what you need. Often people tell me that they use the Remix as an oracle, and they just kind of spin, and whatever they need, that show is going to stop, and it's going to give them what they need. So it's so many ways that we can get to know our magic, and on so many levels, we can continue to do that, especially in days like today or days or times like now, where knowing your magic is so critical, it's so crucial. But we're all about doing the alchemy here. That's a big part of it. We don't just talk about the talk. We do the work and really, really kind of get the results. Doing the readings this week, amazing brothers and sisters in the readings that I've come across and talked to. I was also talking with Brother Bilal, and he was sharing with me his reading this week, and we were just talking about the energy, the passion, and just the drive of everybody that we're coming into, and how they're just really, really into doing their work so much, and that's just a wonderful feeling because that's definitely what it is about. Tonight, the fire goddesses are here. Can you guys believe that? I feel like I want to sing that song. Yes, they're here. The dream team is here. Well, part of the dream team is here. Here tonight, these are some amazing sisters. Oh, gosh. What can I say without getting all emotional? They are amazing. They are so beautiful, like many of you guys, because they are a part of the Remix family. So just like you guys, the same way I feel about all of the Remix family and how you guys have been showing up here, and you're on your journey, taking what you need and passing it on and just doing your work the same way. The difference is tonight you'll get an opportunity to meet someone just like yourself, you know. They're following their passion. They're following a part of what they feel is their purpose and their work, you know. That's it. That's the only difference. So just like I want you to take the opportunity to think about what you're passionate about in your life and how that feels to you. That's how these amazing sisters feel about this part of their work. And that's what they're going to be sharing with you here tonight. Pure love. Pure love. You know, it's been a journey. It's been a journey. And we're still on that journey. And you guys will just get to meet a handful of them. Many of them you know already. They're your sisters. They're your Remix chatters. You know, these are the same sisters that are all out there that you guys have been connecting with. These are the same ones, you know. You're going to get to speak with them tonight. So the fire goddesses, these are the goddesses that is a part of the priestesshood. And there's a total of 25 plus of them. And these sisters really have set a divine appointment, like many of you guys have set your divine appointment for the work that you've come back to do. So when I'm connecting with you in the readings, you know, I was so moved by a brother that I did a reading for this week in Amsterdam, because I got in his energy and it was just amazing, just like all of you guys. That really is what touches my heart. That really is why this has become my love, my passion, a big part of my work. To do that, to give as much, to be as open as much, and just be able to share that with you guys. Everything from self-invested to the Remix to the deck. By the way, you guys know Magic in the Dark, which is coming out, the dark side of the Kim deck is coming out. That deck is coming soon, as well as Brother Bilal from Bilal the Experience. He also has a deck, and that deck is going to be pure fire because it is astrology, numerology. It is about the moon cycles and how you can tell that, understanding numbers at a level that is just unheard of. And so many other things to come, so many more, you know. But I want to take this time as we get ready to get into this energy and just thank you guys, you know, for being here with me on this journey every single Friday night, every single Sunday night, lots of sacrifices. So I don't feel bad about the sacrifice of being here, because I know I'm not alone. I know that you guys are here with me, and we're all here together for an amazing journey. It really is. It is filled with love and so much light and so much learning and still so much growing and learning still. Yeah. It's just wonderful. So many of you guys on the phone line, let's talk about readings. Let's talk about why this is something that will never go away. Let's talk about it. Before we get ready to bring the goddesses on, before we get ready to talk, and before my ask get too emotional here, let's talk about why readings are important. Let's go back and talk about the history of it. The history of the readings. Readings are something that has been here since the beginning of time. We can go back, we can look all the way to the very, very beginning of time. Readings were being done. There were a select group of people. I don't care if you go to the north, the south, the east, the west, I don't care where you look. If you look in the world above, if you look in the world below, you look at the world within, and you look at the outer world, readings have existed. Readings have existed since the beginning of time. Why is it something that most of us, when we're on this journey, we're on this inward journey, you understand? Why is it that those of us who are on an inward journey, because we are no longer on the outer journey. We are no longer living the hero's journey. The hero's journey comes from without. We are now in a time, in a space, in a reality, in a dimension, in another world, in the sixth dimension. We are living an inward journey. And that's completely different than a journey that's outward. I think all of us can relate to, as Joseph Campbell relates to, the hero's journey. So we can find our piece of ourselves all over the planet, sort of kind of scattered all around. We can find ourselves there. But the inward journey, that's really different. That's completely different. See, because there is no blueprint there. You have your own blueprint. Each and every single one of us have our own blueprint. And the beautiful thing about it, we get to design it exactly how we like. There is no set in stone for the inward journey. There is not. We're not free falling here at all. Readings have been around. And there have been select people who've come back to the planet, just like many of you have come back to do your work and to do that. And all of it is necessary. We all have the ability to be readers for ourselves. That's the beautiful thing. We all have that ability. What I do, what these sisters do here tonight, every single one of you can do that. So readings help you do a couple of things. The first thing, it gives you divine confirmation. I can't tell you how many times that I have been in a reading with somebody. And at this point, I've done over 18,000 readings in over 40 plus different countries in the world and every single continent that exists on this planet and a couple of other places that's not on this planet. And have the reflection, have the confirmation, and have you guys to bear witness to that. That's not even counting the readings that have been done here on this platform. So just so you can understand that, why would this might be something very helpful and useful for you? I'm going to take you guys into the future. But first, before we go into the future, we're going to continue to talk about the ancient past of readings. Readings are divine confirmation. That's what they should always be. Divine confirmation. It's a check-in point. It's a tune-up. You know, it's kind of just like if you were to go to the doctor and say, you know, I don't know, I'm just not feeling well. My leg hurts, my back hurts, my shoulder hurts. It's a check-in point. It's a spiritual check-in point for you. It's a check-in point for your consciousness. It's a check-in point for you, and it is confirmation. When it is done from that pure place, it gives you divine confirmation and insight. And this was done by design. If you guys remember when Brother Reggie was on the show, amazing Brother Reggie that came on and dropped some very valuable jewels about ancient Kemet and his research, working with one of our greats, Dr. Ben. And he was telling us about all of the information that he found in ancient Kemet. A lot of these documentations, documentation had to do with different stellars, had to do with a lot of the ancient writings, the scrolls, where they talked about reading. Some of you may remember, longtime listeners of the show, when Siba Haru Alkebulan of the Hetepu Network came on, and we talked about the search for the Book of Kemet. That drove us absolutely insane trying to find the Book of Kemet that many of you thought didn't exist, but it did. I bear witness because I got it. And in this Book of Kemet, one of the things that I learned, and I learned this particularly when it came to studying our ancestors out of ancient Kemet, and from Siba Haru, who's another amazing brother who does a lot of work, and he's also been in Self-Invested and taught an amazing class in there. And we'll be back, I'm sure, to do more. He said, when you want to get an understanding, a great place to get that understanding, particularly when it comes to ancient Kemet, is to study the nature of the people, how the people were living, what they were doing, and things that they were talking about. I dove myself into this Book of Kemet, and I began to read a lot of these ancient scrolls, which I do, and really began to look at the hieroglyphs, and, you know, they're speaking to me. They didn't used to speak to me, but, oh, my God, they're speaking to me so vividly now. What I learned that they were doing readings there. There was an account, there was one story where there was a nobleman, he was sort of a nobleman, and he had a babysitter. And all of a sudden there was a family that one of the babies died, one of his children died. So he went to the babysitter, he went to a reader, and he said, listen, I need you to find out, was it an accident that my child died? Or was there something malice there? What was going on? This is documented thousands upon thousands of years ago. The first account of is in ancient Kemet. They talk about it in detail. It exists. These things are real. In fact, a big part, if you can understand this, a big part about understanding about energy. And even for the last show that I did, talking to you guys about feng shui and understanding about life force energy in qi, that our ancestors built cities, they built villages, they built pyramids, they built nations off of this same energy of understanding. So just like some of you come back, and some of you are here to work directly with the people, which is so beautiful and divine. The sisters that you're going to be meeting here tonight, this is a major part of their work. And it definitely is a part of all of our lives. One of the things that I see in the future, because we talk about moving more towards a holistic society, and for those of you who live in Jamaica, y'all remember that commercial? We're going to go back, what old is what's new? Come back to Jamaica. You remember that? What old is what's new? Remember that? That's kind of how we're going to be. Now, this is going to be in the future. Yeah, they go, my Jamaican man. Griffin said, yeah, he remember. Is that there's going to come a time where we need, there are going to be some components that we're going to need in this society, because more than ever, humanity has been challenged at this particular time that no longer are you just going to be fulfilled with just doing a 9-to-5. That may be what you want to do. That may be what you need to do, but you're also going to have some other kinds of passions. You're going to have some other passions. And so for those of us who have really moved ourselves into the sixth dimension, here's what's going to happen. Just like people brag and say they got lawyers on retainer, you're going to have a lawyer on retainer, maybe. I don't know. You probably won't need one. Especially not if you got you a sister who could read energy or energy reader. for your family, then you don't need you won't need certain things. Certain things you'll need, but they'll be able to give you that other kind of guidance. You'll have people who specialize in things like astrology and numerology. You're going to have that person as a part of your team to say, is this good for me to make this move here, make this move there? Is this going to be good for me? Where am I at? You're going to be able to pick up the phone and have a Miss Blue on the other end and say, okay, well, I'm picking up something right now and I'm just kind of sorting it out. I just kind of want to check in with you. So many of you that are doing your work, whether you're a doctor, whether you're a lawyer, whether you're a school teacher, whether you're a bus driver, whether you're a stay-at-home mom, a stay-at-home dad, whether you're trying to figure it out, maybe you're a social worker, maybe you're a psychologist, maybe you're a doctor, maybe you're a reader yourself. That's the team, that's what you want to build around you. So just like we feel comfortable, you know, because a lot of things are talking about President Obama's health care, and everybody's up in arms about what's going on with the health care. You're going to need that holistic practitioner there. You're going to need that person there. You're going to need that reader there that when the doctors can't figure it out, when the holistic society is trying to work with you, but it's going slow, you're going to need that reader to energetically go in there, because we're all going to be working together and say, here's what I get. This is what you need to do at this particular time. This is what I'm picking up is going on. Take that back to your holistic practitioner and let your holistic practitioner know that this is what your spiritual advisor did. Now, here's something else. This was a saying that someone gave to me very early on this path. They said, and it's been quoted by many, many billionaires. They said, millionaires don't have psychics or readers, but billionaires do. Michael Jackson, the Reverend June Gatlin, who visited this platform, The Remix. She was Michael Jackson's spiritual advisor. Myself, I am spiritual advisor to many of you, and to many of you I can't say I'm spiritual advisors to. And I guarantee you, had Michael Jackson not made his transition, you wouldn't have known that Reverend June Gatlin. Because there is a vow that we take when we take this path, too, as readers. I don't care what direction, numerology, astrology, it should be, whether you're a psychic, whether you're a medium. There is this path. These are the people that you want to connect yourself with. No matter what kind of work you do, you may be a reader yourself. You're going to need other. I have other readers I go to because I'm not crazy. I'm not like a doctor that's going to lay my ass on the table and try to perform open heart surgery on myself. We get so holistic till we take ourselves into a crazy fucking place of thinking that being conscious, being holistic, means that we get to know everything and do everything ourselves and we don't need anybody else. Doesn't that defeat the whole point of being holistic? Where'd that come from? How'd that happen? Really? All I need is me. That's it. You understand? This is beautiful. All right. This is why this is so beautiful. Okay. All right. I know what you guys are thinking. All right, Ms. Boo, let's get it. Let's get it. So we will be getting it. Welcome to The Remix, everyone. I see all of you guys from all over the world joining us here. I know. Y'all know I really want to play some Drake, right? But I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to play Drake tonight. I'm not going to play Drake. I do want to play Let's Go Home, but, yeah, we're going home. I'm not going to play that. All right.
La, 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 the remix. Hey, this is Baby Blue. And remember, if nothing else moves you, life will.
Okay. So, here's what we're going to do. I want everybody to understand this in the most beautiful place. The most beautiful place that they can. You know what? I want you guys to understand this song from the most beautiful place. And hopefully you guys can hear me nice and clear here. And we're going to give some international. Ooh. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm sorry. I'm going to get it together. Just give me a minute. Okay, I got it. All right. So we're going to be listening to some music so we can definitely get into this energy and we can get into the share here tonight as you guys meet the priestess from the priestesshood. And, Mm-hmm. You can press one now. You can call in and you can press one. Hundreds of you already have done that. Trust me when I say. All right, so we're going to listen to this music. This is really just going to get the goddesses in the mood. They're ready. They are here. They are definitely ready to bring all of their energy. This is This is big energy. As we continue right here. I know that's right. Here we go, you guys. Here we go. I love it. Who run the world? Who run this mother? Welcome to the remix, everyone. I'm your host, of course, Miss Blue. And tonight, the fire goddesses are here from the priestesshood. And really, just because that's the energy on the planet tonight, back in ancient times in Italy, this was a day dedicated to the fire goddesses. Also, the next 3 days is also a day that is dedicated to the safety of the children. This is something that started back in the East, where children who are, let me give you the ages, 3, 5, and 7, this is the day that you definitely make sure that you put a lot of love. You make sure you look out for the safety of all children, but particularly those children who are 3, those children who are 5, those children who are 7. Just so you can understand this, back in ancient times, there was a reader there to really kind of bring this message to the parents and to those children, just to make sure that that vibration, that energy, that these souls, these old souls, these new souls, are safely protected and they understood what that protection was about. And so some of you, even if you say, well, Miss Blue, I'm not 3, 5, or 7. But I want you to think back of your life of a child, because we're always still connected to that inner child that lives within all of us. And I want you to use this opportunity, use this energy also to heal yourself 3, 5, and 7 at those age, at those ages. Those are critical ages for being growing up on the planet Earth. Now, one of the things definitely I want you guys to understand is so many of you on the phone lines, like, really? I'm loving this. I love it. I love this. One of the things I also want to say, I want to give love and shouts out there to all the brothers who are supporting all of these amazing goddesses, myself included, so that we can be here. So we stand not alone. This is not about a time of girl versus boy, but this is about all of us coming along. And I am so thankful to all of the brothers out there, the amazing gods out there that have given us sisters, particularly even myself, the strength to even be here, to be in this position, so that I can do this work, so I can have the support that I need, the love that I need, the clear mind that I need, so that I can continue to do this work. So you don't go unnoticed. You brothers don't go unnoticed as well, too. So it really is a family affair. It's a family affair. Okay. So it really is a family affair that have brought us all here together. And I'm so thankful for that. Yeah. Well, as we get ready to situate everyone and locate the goddesses on the line and get ready to take the first caller, we are going to play one more song. And this is a request by the goddesses. So, I have no earthly idea what this is. We're going to get some international shots out, and then we're going to get to it. We will. And we'll be doing more shows like this. I don't know when, but we will. Yeah. Okay. So, we're going to listen to one more song. We're going to dedicate this to the brothers and for their support. And, we're going to go from there. Yes. It's one of my favorite. I hope you guys can love this, but definitely, this is definitely. Okay. Okay. Just a second, you guys. Thank you for your patience. You can't hear because ain't nothing playing. You can hear. Let's see. It's just a lot of energy moving around with all of these goddesses here. And Wow. Okay, let's see if we can find it.
I heard once that they would rather hear about memories than enemies. Rather hear what was or what will be than what is. Rather hear how you got it over how much it cost you. Rather hear about finding yourself and how you lost you. Rather you make this an open letter about family and struggle and it taking forever. About hearts that you've broken and ties that you've severed. No doubt in my mind, that'll make them feel better.
You guys, here we go. Let's see. Hold on 1 second, you guys. I apologize. Yep. Welcome to the remix, everyone. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Listen, we're going to come back to the song because for whatever reason, we, you know, it's just, We're going to come back to it. But we are going to get ready to start. We're going to go to the phone lines. And we're going to also give some international shots out. So we're going to check in with Esther, who you know is also a host here on The Remix. Let me see if I can find Esther. And we're going to give... some international shots out. You guys, it's just, things are just kind of, you know, the energy is there, but, you know, things are just kind of moving in their own direction right now, but don't worry. So, in the meantime, here's what I want everybody to do. I want everyone to think about your questions, particularly those of you who are on the line, who have questions. That will be calling in to speak to some of the priestesses. And for those of you who are calling in, make sure you have your question ready. I know you guys do. And you're going to be calling in and speaking with the priestess. And we're going to go from there. So think about your question. You know how we do. It's the remix. You guys have done tons of readings with me. This is not a walk in the park for you. If you're new here, we welcome you. If you're an international caller and you're calling, no matter where you're calling from, we want to welcome you. Yes. We're moving lots of parts here. Lots of energy. Yeah. We're going to get it. So hold on, you guys. Just hold on. All right. Cool. So we're going to give some international shots out. Let me find Esther here. There she is. Peace and greetings, Esther.
Hey. Ooh. Hey, remix. Hey, Remix family. Wow. Yeah, that's interesting. Hey, Miss Blue. Hey, Remix family.
All kinds of
wow.
On all kinds of things going on in the world. Yeah.
Yes.
We hear it. We hear it. It's all good, though. It's all good, though. And, you know, everybody's sending love out. Well, we're going to soon, in a second, get ready to get this started and start to go in. One of the things I will do is tell you guys a little bit about the goddesses that is going to be coming on. It's going to be six of them tonight that you will get introduced to. Keep in mind the priestesshood. These are over 25 plus, that's going to be on the call tonight. And they specialize in so many different areas, but what they specialize in is energy reading. That's it. And we get together in the priestesshood. This was a divine appointment that they all have made many eons ago. And so now we're here to this point where we're sharing with each other, learning, growing with each other. And they some badasses, boy, like for real, like really. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's give some international shout-outs, Esther, and see who's in the house listening to us tonight.
All right. Well, we have our brothers and sisters from the UK who are always here representing Canada, Kenya, South Africa, Turkey, Nigeria, the Netherlands, France, Jamaica, big ups to Jamaica, Barbados, India, Tunisia, Germany, right, the Bahamas. Yes, Tunisia. Mm-hmm.
I was going to say, Tunisia, you do know your name got pronounced because Esther is here, because Miss Blue.
That was one of the ones you wasn't pronouncing. Yeah.
I was going to say that, yes.
We also have the Philippines, and much love to everyone out there. We have some listeners that are listening from the Philippines right now. Trinidad and Tobago, Egypt, Spain, Belgium, Austria, Thailand, Australia, Brazil, Italy, Denmark, Ghana, Mozambique, Malaysia, Bangladesh, Argentina, Chile, Greece, Nepal, Lithuania, Saudi Arabia, Cyprus, Uganda, Ethiopia, shout out to Ethiopia, Cafe Verde, New Zealand, Qatar, Serbia, Hungary, Colombia, wow. We are worldwide for real. And then, of course, everyone in the States. Big up to everyone.
Yes, yes, yes. And there you go. There you go, healing also. That's right. Mars, Venus, Pluto. And of
right.
course, you know, we definitely have that there as well, too. All of those different countries listening as well. The Milky Way has lots of activity going on. And remember, I told you guys during the last show that we talked about, if you guys didn't go back and hear the last show, you want to go back and download. When that whole soul group, who were the records keepers of the planet, left from the Philippines. Now you notice that NASA is telling you about all of this activity going on in the Milky Way. This is them filing, storing away those records of all of those who have moved themselves into the new Earth. So there will be a new set of records, a new set of records that open up and all different things. So Ashe, and much love to all of those who've made that transition and crossed over and was here to do their work and to pull that work in so all of us can continue on our path and journey. And just love and healing to everyone in the Philippines as well, too. So you can see that. You can definitely, I've done readings for many of them there. And so my heart, my love goes out to all of them. And, yeah, but lots of activity on the Milky Way, because the Milky Way really is where a lot of that crossing over. And I told you guys I went to the other side. So you'll see NASA's going to be doing a lot of talk about Milky Way. the Milky Way activity, because this is where those records are being stored. There, they're being filed there. They're being kept off Earth because they're taking people beyond this Earth. So now these records are being stored away. So new records, other things can come on board and come online. So beautiful. Yeah, yeah. All right, so we're going to play one more song, and I, hey, promise that we're going to get it. We're going to get it, right? Yes, yes, yeah. Yes. All right. Yes, like new chakras. Well, they're not really new chakras. There's some that we'll be able to pull down and reflect. But we'll talk more about that as well. Yes, I'm gonna dance on this song because I love this song. This song is so emotional for me. It is our dedication to the brothers. I've been singing it all week. Esther and Sister Munya know. Sick of me singing this song, but I promise you, it balances out my chakras. So here we go. Yeah. Much love to all the brothers. We hear you. We hear you. Yes, up, Dan.
I got my eyes on you. You're everything that I see. I won't show high love and emotion endlessly. I can't get over you. You left your mark on me. I won't show high love and emotion endlessly. 'Cause you're a good girl and you know it.
Yes, yes.
You act so different around me. 'Cause you're a good girl and you know it. I know exactly who you could be. Just hold on, we're going home.
Going home. Yeah, we're going home, y'all.
Just hold on.
Couldn't be more perfect for this evening. here. And, we hear you brothers out there. We hear you. We holding on. All right. So now, here we go. We're going to go to the first caller calling in on the line. See, I got to find the goddesses first. But we're going to go to the first caller calling in on the line, calling in from area code 202. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 202? Mm-mm. Somebody playing on the phone because we know you ain't sleep. Stop it, boy. You hold enough good space. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 202. You're live in the remix.
Hello?
Hello. Greetings. Who's on the line?
Hi, Miss Blue. This is Kendra.
Hi, Kendra. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm wonderful. That's great. Good. You called in to get a reading. Let me go ahead. I'm getting ready to bring the first goddess on, Chastity. And so you can ask your question there. I know Chastity is here. And greetings, Chastity. All right, Kendra.
That's my sister's middle name, Chastity.
What?
How you doing?
How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I am so happy to speak to you this evening.
Oh, I'm glad. I need your insight.
Okay. All right. So go ahead, okay. Kendra. What's your first question?
I wanted to know, life purpose, spiritual purpose.
You want to know your life's purpose?
Spiritual purpose. Let me kind of jump in there really quick because I know Chastity's going to get there. I want you to, Kendra, to think about a question, because one of the things I can tell you is that definitely your life purpose is something that you're doing right now. I want you to think about it like that. Let's start taking a look at the intricate things that you have going on right now. Mm-hmm. At this particular point, and connect it with your joy, and let us help you find your joy, okay? Which is connected to your life's purpose, because it's already there for you. You know, we talk about this on the remix a lot, so, yeah.
Okay. Okay, I guess I want to know, like, as far as I've been having a lot of spiritual visions and things like that, so I just don't know what to do with all of it. So I guess I just want to know, like, is this something more I should be doing, or is it a certain path I should be on spiritually?
So you want to get some clarification on your spiritual path?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. Let's see.
Okay.
And what would make you ask this question in particular?
Just because of the weird experiences I've had in the past few years, so I just wanted to put them in some sort of perspective, I guess. Like, sometimes, you know, I just feel a little bit like things are crashing down, and then I just, you know, I just needed some sort of insight. I guess I'm trying to ask for that.
Mm-hmm. So you said things were crashing down. It looks like, it seems to me, what comes to me is that you need to get some joy. What makes you happy?
Spiritual things like crystals and meditating and shopping. But, you know, my finances just haven't been great lately. I've just lost a lot of money and things, so I'm just trying to, you know, see, like, what direction should I take, maybe career-wise, because I have interest in spiritual things. Like, I want to open up a botanica, but it's just like money is a big issue right now. So things I want to do is like money is hindering me right now. I had a lot of money, but, you know, things happened and I lost it. So now starting at ground zero.
So you're kind of starting over, and I can definitely see where you're going, Chastity, about finding joy. You know, because joy really is about, it's about wealth, it's about abundance, it's about life, it's about enjoying, it's about, you know, it's about all of those things. That's what joy is, getting into that energy of joy and just really understanding that, you know, understanding that place of joy within yourself. So, you know, it's a lot of things that are going on around you. And you are having a spiritual awakening, which is a really beautiful thing. You know, that's a beautiful thing for you there, to understand about that spiritual awakening. And just start researching, like Chastity was saying, those things that you find, where you find joy. You know, where do you find joy? Because joy is one of the highest frequencies on the planet next to love.
Mm-hmm.
And if you continue to find joy, you will always be able to, you'll always be able to move yourself into that place of where you need to be, step by step, little by little. You'll be able to find that place within yourself. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Can I ask you a question? Do you like music?
Who, me?
Yeah, do you like music?
Yes.
Okay.
I love
this
it.
This is what I'm getting for you. What I want you to do is picture your Britannica, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
I want you to, like, put on the music that you would play and just move yourself.
Okay.
And what this is going to do is help you move yourself to the joy that you want.
Okay. Okay, through music.
This whole fear of not having money or not having enough, because that's not the case.
Okay.
Does that make sense? When you're when everything is happening spiritual like that, it can seem like you just need to be doing something, but you're moving, mm-hmm. like you're growing. So it seems like get in touch with your sexy side. Put on some music, dance, and visualize like what you want to see, because right now, you need that power of joy and moving yourself there, because you have the power of divine, that divine power within yourself. Does that make sense? Maybe do some dancing or something like that to help you move yourself into the happiness.
And, yes, that is beautiful, beautiful. And, you know, because... See, here's the thing about music. We know music gives off tones. It gives off vibrations, like Chastity was saying. And by you putting on that music that you would play in your Britannica and begin to move your physical body, it actually changes your electromagnetic field. And so instead of having those thoughts of doom and gloom and, oh, man, this just happened, I lost a bunch of money, it will change your frequency. You understand?
Okay.
It's going to change your frequency and begin to open you up so that you can be able to send out the frequency that you want. One of the things I want you to know is that whatever you focus on is what you're going to get back. That's what you're going to get back. You see?
Yeah, absolutely.
So if you focus on lack, if you focus on this, more of that's going to come in. It doesn't mean that you won't experience times of lack, or you won't experience times of sadness or times of pain. It doesn't mean, but it also means that intensity, that you can change your mood. So what you need is joy. Joy.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful.
You're absolutely
There
and
it
put
is.
Some like gold into your wardrobe also. Like brighten your color up. Whatever it is.
Sure will.
Yeah,
I sure will. All right. And I love you guys, and I just thank you for your advice and encouragement, because I feel much better. I just need to hear that.
Love you.
Have a great night.
Yes, and thank you for calling in. Let us know how it goes. Peace and love. All right, we're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 469, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 469? We can't hear you. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 815. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. Hold on. That's one of the goddesses. Got the wrong one. Hold on. Calling in from area code 314. It is so many of you guys on the phone lines. I'm going to jump around here. Calling in from area code 314. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. Let me start here. Calling in from area code 631. You're live in the remix. It's so many of you on the phone lines. I may have to go to the bottom and start from the top.
Hello?
Yes, great. You almost got the boot. Who's on the line, greeting?
Owen Alexander from Long Island, New York.
Okay, what's your name again?
Owen.
Owen from Long Island, New York. Greetings to you, Owen. Nice to have you joining us here in the forum tonight. What is your question?
Well, my question is, I want to know how could I focus my energy more on the goals I'm trying to complete?
Okay. All right. Let me go ahead and introduce you to your goddess here. You want to know more about focusing on the goals that you want to complete? Let's see. Here's coming on the line. This is Kalimar.
Hi, Owen. Hi, Miss Blue.
Greetings.
Hello, everyone. Can you hear me?
Yes,
I
hear you
now. I'm fine. How are you, Owen? Great. So you want to... know how to, let me see if I have this right. You want to know how to focus on your goals?
Well,
am I correct?
I have a lot
Can you
of energy,
repeat the question?
I think I have a lot of dead weight around me, and I'm just trying to focus my energy. So I just want to know what can I do to keep it, you know, on a steady path.
Okay. All right. Well, Owen. The energy I'm picking up is that you need some more courage. You need a lot of courage. At this moment in time, you lack a lot of self-confidence. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, somewhat, yeah.
I also pick up that you have been quite indecisive lately, and this is where you get stuck at. You're not sure where you want to go. You're not sure what you want to do, and when you don't know that, you're going to get stuck on your path. Let me ask you this question.
Right.
What are a lot of the things that are going on your mind at this moment?
Well, you know, just taking care of family and looking more, try to do something for myself instead of doing so much for others as I always done.
Yeah, the energy is also telling me that you need to detach from doing so much for other people. You don't have any harmony or balance in your life. You're being pulled so many different ways that you're not even sitting and meditating and concentrating on what is best for Owen. Is that correct?
Yeah.
That's correct.
All right. And you know, Kalimar, I could definitely see that energy and see exactly where you is. It's almost as if your free will is being tied up at this time. Talk to Owen about some of the things he can begin to do to move himself forward. I know you told him about detaching himself and spending time for himself, but continue to talk to him, Kalimar, about how to continue to move himself forward.
One of the best things to do, Owen, is that you're going to have to learn how to say no. I know it's not easy when it comes to family to tell them no. In order to save yourself a lot of unnecessary stress and heartache, out of love, you're going to have to say no in order to get yourself in gear. Does that make sense to you?
Yes,
a lot of people are not going, a lot of people, Owen, is not going to like it. It's not your job to please other people and lose yourself in the process. You've got to have some balance. And another thing is take time out for yourself to meditate. Go do something for yourself. Have dinner for yourself. Do it without your family sometimes. You've got to learn how to detach yourself from your family with love. It doesn't mean that you don't care about them. It doesn't mean that you don't love them. You also got to love yourself.
It's true.
So take some time out. Go see a movie. Go get a book. Go visit some friends you haven't seen in a long time.
Oh.
Find out what you want to do with your life. Acquire some knowledge. Do things that you have never done before.
Beautiful.
Make some changes.
All right. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Does that help you,
Amy? Yes, it does, really.
All right. Thank you for that, Owen. Thank you so much for calling in.
And you're very welcome, Owen.
And blessings, Kali Mar. Hold the line.
Thank you, Owen.
Beautiful, beautiful. All right. We're going to go to the next caller. Let's see here. Calling in from area code 908. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Greetings and good night. This is Key from Jersey.
Okay, greetings to you, Key from Jersey. How are you, and what is your question this evening?
I'm good. I'm a little unclear. I have a vision for the things that I want, but I am kind of confused, like, about my passion a little. Not necessarily confused, but, like, the steps that I need to take to get to where I want to be.
Okay. All right. Well, let me go ahead and bring on your goddess for you this evening, Sister Manya. And,
I just saw her the other day. Hi, Sister Manya.
Oh, that's
how are
beautiful.
You, Key? I'm good.
Key said she just pulled your card the other day.
Oh, so it was time to focus, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, Key, what I am seeing for you is you need a lot of patience.
Oh, that's the card
Feel
I was
this?
To say.
Yeah. living in the moment of now, you know, and you're saying that you're unclear with some of the vision. Sometimes you just need to sit and listen to that inner vibe of, you know, who Key is, who you are. So you will be able to take those necessary steps on where you want to be or where you want to go. So I would say, and what I'm feeling is be patient and sit still and focus on those things that you need to do to have a clear vision.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, sometimes, and I love what Sister Manya is saying there about really just kind of feeling that vibe and going within, and you kind of even confirmed it as well, Key. You can see how this reading just sort of mirrors what you were already thinking. You pulled Sister Manya earlier this week, and Sister Manya energy really speaks to that, and you get to talk to her as one of the goddesses tonight, and she confirmed for you those things. A lot of times what happens with visions and when they're not clear, that means that there's many different directions that you can actually go to. You can go. There's many different ways you can go. There's so many different ways that you can actually go. That's what it means. Sometimes we look at that and we think, oh, gosh, I don't know what it is, and we start beating ourselves up. But like Sister Manya was saying, this is the time for you to get in that place of stillness and really just be in that moment and then begin. This is when we start to talk about signs and symbols. It's paying attention to the details. because that's where you're going to get your clues at. And then step by step, picture will become clearer and clearer and clearer and clearer every moment, every step you take, everything. But it's not always about knowing. Sometimes it's a good thing when we can't see the future clear. Where it's cloudy, it's good because that means that possibilities are there to open up for us. So I just love the way Sister Munya gave you that and just your question, because I know it can help so many as well, too. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, ladies, so much. I appreciate you both.
Thank you.
Likewise. Peace and love to you. And thanks for calling in, Key. All right. All right. So now we're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 518. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, Miss Blue.
Greetings. Who's on the line?
Hi. It's Kim from Albany, New York.
Oh, hey, Kim.
Hi.
How are you? How are you?
I'm good. My question is, oh, do I have to wait? Oh.
No. Go ahead. Oh. Go right ahead. Tell us your question.
Well, I think I'm in a good space now. I'm trying to find my joy. I'm on the right path. I was offered, I do a little singing, and I was offered a gig, and the gig is this Sunday, so I think I'm right where I need to be. I'm a little nervous.
Mm-hmm.
It's a paid gig, thank God. And, I'm a little excited. I just don't want to be over. I don't know. I just feel good about it. And, you know, like Brother Bilal was telling me about being too ambitious, and I put that aside for a minute, and I just started dwelling on what I need to do and take in perfect timing, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
I think the time is now. I took his advice, and I looked at it all. And I think it's good for me. So I just want to share that. If you see anything else, I'm willing to listen.
Yeah, that's beautiful. So did you have an actual question? Because you pressed one. So there is a question for you.
Well, the question was, the place that I'm going, it was a little bitterness there at one time. And I really didn't clear the air with this person, but this person did invite me back to the establishment, back to the place to sing, but I never really closed the chapter with this person. So I don't feel like it's a trap. I just feel a little anxious.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
How can I explain it?
All right. No, that's good. I'm going to go ahead and bring up your goddess that you're going to be talking to tonight, and that's Esther. Greetings, Esther.
Oh, peace. Hey.
Hi, Esther.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good.
That's wonderful. So let me say this back to you. So you are asking about this situation with someone that you had a connection with, you left, and you all weren't on good terms, and you kind of want to know what the energy is around that?
Right.
Okay. So what I'm picking up for you is that this is really about the importance of partnerships. So that relationship, it's really about you recognizing that you are the central person in all of your relationships. And so it's that give and take. So you can even look at that situation as being something like a sacred union where, you know, even if it worked out bad, if there were kind of bad things there, you have to kind of review that relationship and see who was the central person in it. It was you, you know? And so it's always about that giving and receiving of energy. And so if you're going back into this situation, you may even want to think about how are you presenting yourself to this partnership? You know, what type of energy are you bringing forth to it? And if you are truly in a place of forgiveness and kind of ready to move forward with that, that's what you need to present. You know, that's kind of the energy you need to present in order to move past what happened in the past. And if you're at that place, then it will be good. you know, because that's kind of what this is all about. It's really about that partnership and realizing that every single relationship you have, you are the central person. So you need to be looking at what type of energy are you putting into it. Is this relationship building your energy or is it lowering your energy? But basically, how are you approaching it? You know, what are you putting out there?
Right. Yeah. Well, basically, it's building my energy. And the crazy part about it is, like, when people go through things and they come back together, they never discuss why it happened in the beginning, or maybe I don't really have to say I forgive him. I think we both know.
Well, that's a good point, but I really like a lot of the points that you brought out, Esther, about really sort of kind of getting Kim in the place to see where she takes her ownership in this relationship and this partnership of coming back together and really kind of working with this energy. Here's one of the things, too, Kim, that I want you to know. This is all about your perception. You understand? Yeah. Because really what you're doing right now is kind of like you jumped up and down and went, yes! I want to do this. And then now all you're doing is you're going right back into your mind and you're thinking, and now you're thinking, well, is this a trap? Is this really going to be good? Is it going to go like that? So this is about your perception. If you're truly going to be in a relationship, we know, whatever, partnership, relationship, do it from your heart. Because, see, that's initially what made you jump to this. You understand? You do have an issue with timing. We can see that. This time, your timing is really taking you out of the loop. You understand? Because if you said yes, then really you have to kind of check yourself and say, is this really a yes for me or is this a no? And be able to stand wherever you are with it. But follow your heart and not your mind, because your spirit does not live in your mind. It doesn't. Just like Esther was saying, it doesn't. It lives in your heart. So check your perception. Mm-hmm. Because that's going to give you a clear inner view of you, of where you are.
Right.
So like you said, is this really about you trying to talk about, hey, look, see, these are the things that you could negotiate and say, you know what, I really would love to kind of maybe Saturday I can come and we can touch base and we can talk. We can sit down and talk. And that's what Esther was talking about, the partnership coming together.
Right.
Sit down and talk.
Yeah.
And just say,
yeah,
well,
I think
go ahead, Esther.
No, I was about to echo what you said, because I think that having that conversation is really important, and not to kind of go in based off assumptions, because forgiveness is something that really kind of runs deep, and, you know, to assume that you've gotten to that place can kind of lead you back around that road again, and it'll mess up what your perception is of the situation,
right,
as opposed to you all having that open conversation and just getting it on the table and then you trusting what you pick up. Because if you go and talk to this person and you see, oh, wait, I thought we was cool, but this ain't really feeling right, then you'll know for sure. You know, that will be kind of your gauge, instead of you going in and thinking, oh, well, you know, we left it in the past and things are good, and then you kind of get there and it's all jacked up, you know.
Yeah. Beautiful. I would definitely, like I said, sit down with them and just say, well, it's been a minute since I've been here. I just want to kind of scoot by and get a look at the stage, and you'll be able to read his energy. You will. You'll be able to clear it. Yeah. Beautiful.
Yeah.
Well, definitely let us know how it goes.
Yes, indeed.
You know, Esther, I'm glad I spoke to you. I see you all the time on Facebook, and I listen to you a lot, Ms. Blue. I think you're awesome.
Oh, thank you. I think you're awesome, too.
That's beautiful.
Thank you, ladies.
Thank you.
Have a good evening.
You too. Peace and love. Peace and love. Okay. Beautiful, Esther. Beautiful. Hold the line. All right. Well, we're going to go to the next caller. We are here with the Fire Goddesses, doing it up, doing it big tonight. We're going to go to the next caller, calling in from area code 410. You're live in the Remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, Ms. Lou.
Yes, greetings. Who's on the line, please?
Wendy. My name is Wendy. I'm calling from Baltimore, Maryland.
Okay, greetings, Wendy, from Baltimore, Maryland. Yes. All right, we're going to go to Wendy. Wendy, what is your question tonight?
I don't know about a question, but I know I just feel stuck.
Mm-hmm.
I just feel stuck in what I'm doing and mm-hmm. my relationship. Now, the last week I listened and I had a caller saying she is running out of medication. Well, I don't have any more medication. Medication is gone. You know, this is my first time calling, Miss Blue.
Oh, this is so beautiful.
Yeah,
this is beautiful.
I mean, I'm assigned to, I was like scared to call. Should I call? Or, you know, but I just feel like I'm stuck.
Well, first of all, I want to say welcome. I'm so glad you called in. And, you know, to share that, because this is a big part of the learning and the growing. And, you know, I know that out of the thousands of people all over the world listening, this helps so many of us when we share our stories, when we share our truths for ourselves and we're able to sort of kind of be in that position, in that light, you know. So
yes,
I thank you for having the courage and really just that acknowledgement in itself. I'm looking at your energy. I see it kind of opening up just by you speaking. So that's beautiful.
Yes.
I'm going to bring your goddess on, one of the sisters from the priestesshood, Tashia, and you're going to be speaking with her tonight. Greetings,
yes.
Tashia.
Okay. Greetings, Miss Blue. Greetings. How are you tonight? You came online and said you are fed up. Yes. I mean, like, done. So fed up.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what is going on? You know, I do detail cakes. You know, I talk about Brother Bilal. You know, I do a lot of, try to do a lot of energy work. Well, also I do a lot of spiritual work.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, I'm just stuck.
Well, a lot of times what I feel, Wendy, is that a lot of times our thoughts can take us to places that we don't want it to go. You're saying that you feel stuck, but in truth, you just need to relax and bring in some fresh thoughts, bring in some fresh thinking. Don't worry about don't tell yourself that you're just stuck in one particular place. When in truth, you just need to relax, let things play out for themselves, and everything will come into play.
Mm-hmm. I love what you said, Tashia, about not owning feeling stuck, because we know words are so much power. You know, words are so powerful. And, you know, it's you know, we kind of move on this path, and, you know, you mentioned Brother Bilal and so many of you guys, amazing brother, doing amazing work that have
mm-hmm.
helped so many of us and continue to help us on our path. So Brother Bilal at Bilal the Experience that does the soul mm-hmm. alignment readings. And, you know, we know that words are powerful.
Yeah.
Words are powerful, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And when we begin to take those words and take those things into our essence, it really changes sort of our energetic makeup, you know, like Tashia was saying, don't claim that. Don't claim that word. Don't claim that you're stuck, you know, just sit in the pause.
Okay.
Sit in that pause and understand
mm-hmm.
that a lot of times what happens when we get to a position where there is no movement, there's a couple of things that are going on. One of them is that we're creating new ground for ourselves, or we're going on a road we have never traveled, or we haven't envisioned ourselves going that way. It's kind of like taking a trip and going into a place you ain't never been before.
Yeah, uh-huh.
You understand? That's the
mm-hmm.
mystery. That's what we call the mystery. And we talk about this, myself and Brother Bilal, in the Kim Business class. When you're in the mystery, that's not the time to give up. That's the time to really just kind of, sometimes you got to sit in the pause.
Okay. Okay.
You understand? You got to sit in the pause, and that's what Tashia was telling you. Kind of brace yourself in the pause. And when things are not going right in your relationship,
mm-hmm.
that impacts every area of your life.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Yes.
But
yes.
Here's something that you can also hold truth to, is to know that relationships take work too.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we tend to get so much into our work that we kind of get in relationships, and we think we ain't got to do all this. You know how you stay up 10 hours baking a cake and you stay up doing all this? Sometimes we don't feel we should have to give that kind of fight to a relationship. And when our relationship calls us to the table, I know I've been kind of guilty of that myself. It's kind of like we lost for words, like, what we got to do?
Yeah, but, you know, I give, like, 100% in this relationship. And it's like we've been together for so long, and it's like we can't get from point A to point B. I'm willing, I'm open to all things, you know, and I'm not getting, you know, I don't, you know, it's just, I'm just tired of it. You know, I'm just really tired of it.
Yeah. And
you know, he's been through a lot of stuff. You know, he's been in the Vietnam War, and he got a lot of stuff going on with him. A lot of baggage.
Mm-hmm.
And I was going to ask Wendy, how's your conversations going? I mean, do y'all actually sit and talk and really listen to what each other is saying?
No. I think he listens, but he doesn't listen.
Well, one thing I will say. Like Tashia is saying as well, is one person, there's no such thing as one person being in a relationship.
Yeah.
It's two people. And so a lot of times it's difficult for us to look at our own stuff. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So he may have his issues. I'm quite sure he does. Work your last nerves. I'm quite sure he does. But you are a giver, and you're a healer, and you do that through your work. And there's a lot of neglect going on with your man through your work. So you don't do it the same way he does, because we all speak different languages when it comes to that thing of love. But the same things that you are accusing him of being guilty of, you're guilty of. Can you see that? You just do it through your work. You do it through what you're passionate for. You do it there.
I don't see that, Ms. Blue. I don't see that at all, because I don't see that. Because, I don't see that.
Okay, so let me ask you a question.
Okay.
Then how come your work is stuck because your relationship is in this position?
Well, my work is, I'm retired now. And I thought
I'm talking about your cakes, yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like sometimes it'd be like, it's not study. You know, it's like, whenever I get a cake gig, I do it. But we don't really have this real connection. Because he does what he does, and I do what I do. And it's like I'm always waiting.
Stop right there. He does what he does, and you do what you do. That's it.
Yeah, waiting for him.
Yeah, but you're not always waiting for him. You've learned to do your own thing. I'm not saying this is not about blame. And that's what I'm trying to tell you. Don't make it about blame. You're not going to win that battle.
No, it's not about blame. It's not about blame. It's about I need to. I'm just tired of giving, and not receiving.
Then here's what you do: you stop giving.
Yes.
You stop giving, but understand that stop giving has to come from many different planes.
Yeah.
That's not just stop giving to your man. That's stop giving everywhere.
Yeah,
you're not just being depleted from him. Don't make this about him, because in your heart you truly love him. Certainly you do not need anybody to tell you to leave. We all know what we want to do. You understand? Right. Nobody keeps people together, or else we would have no single parents, and we would have no divorces.
Mm-hmm.
So this is not about him. It's not about your husband. This is about you giving, and giving, and not finding the balance. Because one thing that I can tell you about men, they're only going to do what you let them do.
Yes.
And you've allowed him, you've trained him to do a whole lot. And now you don't want that. So whose fault is that?
I don't know. Because I don't I need a Akashic reading there.
Well, no. I want you to understand because sometimes in relationships as women, it's difficult for us to see our position and to recognize that just as powerful as we are, just as powerful as our mate. When it comes to all matters, you understand? So that's what I'm saying.
He's great. He's great with handling business and money, and he is wonderful on that level. But when it comes to emotionally unavailable.
Mm-hmm.
We've been engaged for God knows how long.
Mm-hmm.
But we never went forward.
And you have showed him how to treat you.
Yes, Miss Blue. I know that.
You showed him how to treat you.
Yes. Now, how did I get out of it?
You get out of that by treating yourself how you really want to be treated.
Yes, Miss Blue.
Stop trying to be the victim. That's how you got in this situation.
Oh, wow.
Stop playing the victim.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Can't be the victim.
Can't be the victim.
No, because nobody's coming to save you.
Yes. No one is.
Nobody.
Okay.
Trust me. I don't want to start singing Key Sweat. Nobody. Nobody.
I got you, Miss Lou.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Start loving yourself how you want to be loved, you know?
Yes,
and what you're going to find is that he's going to follow suit. He'll follow suit.
I got it.
After all, you've been following his suit all this time. He'll follow suit.
That right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So
okay,
now.
I'm glad I called. I'm so happy.
Yes. All right, Tashi, you want to add anything else there for the sister before she goes? You're welcome, sweetie.
Well, I was just thinking, Wendy, really plant that seed of what it is that you want out of the relationship, and it will come exactly how you want it. Plant that seed. Let it grow. Because all relationships really is about our own personal growth.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, thank you so much. Thank you, guys.
You're welcome.
Oh, Miss Lou, one more question. How many spirit guides? Do I have any spirit guides around me?
Yes, you can ask that question. You do have spirit guides around you. I'm going to have Tashia tell you how many spirit guides you have around you, because I know she can do that. Tashia?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay.
I see five.
Five spirit guides around you. And, I could see five as well, too, Tashia. And the biggest thing they're here to help you with is what you struggle with the most, and that's change. That's what your spirit guides do. For you to understand that all of your changes in your life are happening, these changes, that you are safe. And that's really why your root chakra is throbbing the way it is, because you don't feel safe with changes.
Okay.
So know that change is a good thing, because you want your relationship to change. You want it to grow. You want it to be something different. You don't want it to be the same. It's not that you don't love the person. You just know the way it is, it needs to change. So really just begin to give yourself a mantra, a magical statement that says that change is good. You have five spirit guides. Here's something else I want you guys to know. If you want to know how many spirit guides you have, I've done tons of shows. Go back and look for the ones in the tagline that says Spirit Quest. I take you in where you can meet your spirit guides. You can even see your ancestors in there, and you'll be able to go in there and you'll be able to see. So all of those spirit quests right here on the remix, you can go back into those archives. We've done all kinds of things. We've been in temples. We went over mountains and everything.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And you can go back those spirit quests are phenomenal. And I still get emails every day about people who do those spirit quests and meet their spirit guides. And there's some actual ones where I take you in and you meet them.
Yes,
and you
get
to talk to them. You get to see them. They get to communicate with you. Yes, and we go all over the world, South Africa, Egypt. We've been everywhere.
Yes,
China, everywhere.
Mm-hmm,
so go back in the Remix archives because all of those things are there for you. But beautiful. But you have five spirit guides in there here to show you about change.
Great. Thank you, Ms. Lou. Tashira, thank you.
Yes, Wendy, thank you so much.
Beautiful. Tashia, thank you. Hold the line. All right. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 201, you're live in the Remix. Please tell us who you are. 201?
Yes, hello.
Greetings, who's on the line?
Hi, my name is Brittany.
Brittany, where are you calling from, Brittany?
New Jersey.
New Jersey. All right, and what's your question tonight, Brittany?
Well, actually, it kind of has to do with the last part of what the last caller was just saying. I have a hard time kind of deciphering, like, what my mind chatter is and what, you know, my spirit guides are saying to me. Like, I see a lot of signs and things about the day, and I don't know if it's if I'm just thinking to myself that, you know, that's a sign or if it really is, but I do see consecutive things a lot. So I was just wondering, you know, is how I can connect to them better.
How you can connect with what now? Your spirit guides better?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, all right. Hold on one second. Let's go ahead and bring Tori on the line. You know, and I want to say this as we get ready to bring Tori on the line.
Hello?
Yes, greetings, Tori. Is that connecting with your spirit guides, you know, one of the things I want you to focus on is that first you have to connect with yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? Like really have
connection. Yeah, that was going to be my other question is, you know, how can I strengthen my aura better and have more self-love? Because I know that's kind of the key to everything else to fall into place.
All right, Tori, you want to go ahead and take a look on how she can better connect with herself?
Yes. Let me see. So, how to connect with yourself. Okay. What I'm getting and what I'm picking up is that also, like the first caller, and that you're not having enough joy, and
it is about joy, and I can see that because when you get into, like Tori saying, that frequency of joy, that joy opens up a lot of portals in you.
Yeah.
It opens up. If you ever can think back to times in your life, perhaps when you were 3, when you were 5, when you were 7, and things that you experienced, those joys just kind of light you up. You know, that's why we always refer back to like our childhood and thinking about when we had no cares in the world. And
I wanted to also add, is there any things, like hobbies that you may have or something that you enjoy doing when you're doing, like, you know, time just kind of passes, like you're just in pure joy, you're happy, you know, you're in a good mood, you know, energy is up?
Yeah, you know, I have a lot. It just seems like this year I kind of got into a funk and I had a falling out with my best friend and we're no longer speaking and I just don't have really that person anymore. I mean, I have friends and acquaintances, but I just don't.
Right.
I don't know. That was like the person I, you know, we laughed and we had fun and, you know, I just don't have that person really in my life. No, sure, right. I date people and stuff, but yeah. I don't have, like, that past.
So being with your friend was like, okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so what about you? What do you find joy in? What brings you joy?
You know, being around people and being around music and...
So how do you find your joy within? How do you find your joy? Yes, being around people, that's good. That's an easy fix. You can be around people. You're around a lot of people tonight. So it should be an excitement of joy around you. Remember, joy is something that comes from within. And a lot of times we start to look through our external eyes to see those things of joy. But start to look within you for joy. This is why I do those spirit quests and why they're so powerful.
I'm definitely going to go back on that for sure tonight.
Yeah.
And talked about it before.
Yeah, like Tori was saying, focus on joy. Focus on joy. Because that's going to raise your vibration. Just think about those things that make you smile. It could be a picture. I know there are certain songs. There's a playlist that I make, and I call it my Save Me list. And, of course, Drake is on there now. I done updated it. I got a lot of
and
things.
And also, you know, I want to say, I'm sorry to cut you off, Ms. Blue, that, you know, in order to, if you want to be in touch with the spirit guides or connect with the spirit world, you have to be on a certain frequency, you know?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So, you know, you might not, you know, it's just not best for you to be feeling down or, you know, stressed or depressed.
Yeah.
You know, you need to find some joy, you know? You know, to raise yourself
definitely
up.
Agree.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. For sure. Well, thank you, ladies. You know, that was definitely a huge help, and I definitely will, you know, keep listening because there's just so much advice in all your shows.
Well, thank you for calling in, and peace and love to you. And stay
thank
within
you.
That place of joy, because that's a beautiful place to come from. Beautiful place.
I will. Thank you.
All right. Peace and love. Peace and love. All right. Thank you for that, Tori. Thank you. Blessings. Great job. All right. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in, it looks like, from area code, let's see, area code 843. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello?
Yes, hello. Greetings. Who's on the line, please?
This is Renee, and I'm calling from South Carolina.
Okay, greetings, Renee from South Kakalaki. Is that a baby we hear there?
Yes, it is.
Love the babies. All right, well, go ahead. Give us your question tonight, and thank you for calling in. Yes, yes.
Well, my question is that I've been involved in a really long relationship on again, off again with the father of my kids. And, you know, things haven't been going well lately. We're like on an off again stage. And so I wondered if, you know, I'm wasting my time investing any more in this relationship and if there's someone else that, you know, that's better for me.
Okay. We're going to go ahead and we're going to bring on your goddess. So your question is, you want to know where you are right now in your relationship. And we have Chastity on the line. That's going to be your goddess this evening. And Chastity, talk to Renee about just some of the things she's feeling right now.
Hi, Renee. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I am lovely. I'm glad you called in.
Let's see.
What I see from you is that you have a lot of energy around your partnership. And I see, like, a lot of, like, royalty. You have to treat yourself with royalty. Does that make sense to you?
Did you say royalty or loyalty?
Royal, with a R. Royalty. And when you treat yourself with that royalty, like, it will reflect in everything and everyone. Because partnerships are about yourself reflecting and bringing in what your true desires are. And nobody else can do that but you. And you can get to that place if you got that true your love for yourself.
Okay.
Treat yourself like royalty.
Mm-hmm.
And once you learn how to do that, then it's going to be reflected. Because you're in a beautiful place, like you have beautiful children around you, and just think about that. Think about being that queen that, and, you know, with your king and your little princes or princes and princesses is what I'm trying to say. Treat yourself like royalty.
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever have times where you get to pamper yourself?
No, not nowadays. With a baby, it's really hard to find time for myself.
Mhm. How old are your children?
I have a 7-year-old and I have a baby that just turned 1 actually earlier this month. So
what I would do, try to find some time early in the morning, maybe late at night, where you can get with yourself and you can treat yourself to that special royal time. Maybe give yourself candles, some incense, some scented lotion, a nice bath. Really write out your feelings and get all that negativity out. So there's nothing negative about yourself. And really get to that point in time where you are royal. And then you'll start to see the royalness around you, and you'll start to fix those things in your relationship because you're putting out that energy.
Okay.
Yeah. I really love what Chastity said about being able to, you know, affirm through yourself and taking that time for yourself, because that's important, especially as a mother, particularly as a mother who have children. You understand, particularly as a mother who have children, that is really, really important to do, is to take that time for yourself, especially when you have a relationship and it seems like things are kind of on again, off again. Here's the thing I want you to focus on. Sometimes we say being in a relationship is important. I think it's a part of our essence. I think as people, that's a big part of what we came back here to do. That's a part of a lot of our work. But one of the things that I want you to honestly take a look at, because you truly love this man, don't you?
I do.
Yeah. And you have two truly beautiful children.
Thank you.
Yeah, beautiful children, and you're a beautiful sister, and you're a very strong sister. You're being kind of put in the position where you're having to be a lot more stronger. And so this is the hope that I don't want to sell you the false fairy tale, and that is that somehow by getting rid of this man, you can just replace all of those feelings, because it doesn't work that way for nobody. You understand what I'm saying? So, you know, could you find another man? You're a beautiful sister. Of course you could. But is that truly what you want? That's not truly what you want. You do want to be able to be at peace at where you are, and it may become a time that you do want to move on from this relationship, but it's certainly not about replacing a body.
Okay.
And when you begin to look at that, because that's been sort of the hurt for you, is that you felt like you're being replaced by another body.
Right.
And that's what we have done to ourselves time after time after lifetime after generation. We feel, okay, this doesn't work. We're going to move on. We're going to replace this body. So then it not becomes about the person. It doesn't become about the love. It becomes, who body can I be replaced with? Can I get somebody to be with me? And literally, that's what we end up with, some damn body. For real.
Well, I guess for me, I think about, like, I felt like we had such a strong connection, and
yeah.
And I'm not a whole lot
still,
of stuff.
Yeah, you still do.
And and so it's hard to find, like you said, like if I think about to find someone else, which I'm not like really looking. I guess I'm hopeful, but I'm just so. It's like I lost so much hope, like dealing with the situation, that I kind of felt like. Is it possible to find
Yeah, of course it is. You have two children. You were in a relationship. Of course it is. But it's about understanding also. Because, see, that was your question. Will I find somebody better?
Right.
Do you hear what you're saying? And this is what Chastity was saying. Focus on you. Because when you begin to focus on you, we really attract to us who we are. It doesn't mean we don't grow. It doesn't mean we still don't have flaws, but we are truly attracting who we are.
And I want to say this also to you, sister. When you are head over heels for somebody like you are, literally head over heels, then if you try to erase that or replace that somehow with somebody else, then part of you is going to be left somewhere, and then you can't be whole. That's why it's really important to get back into you so that you can see yourself in the relationship, in any other relationship, so that you know I'm irreplaceable. That Beyonce song is popping up. You know, you are irreplaceable. And that's what you have to know.
Yeah, and it's not about replacing, but it is about, and I understand about the pain. I understand about the hurt. I think that's something as humans we all go through. And we begin to deal with. So your question, can you find somebody else? Of course you can. You know that. That's not the issue. Of course you can. You can find somebody else really, literally, without really doing any work. You can just put it out in the ethers. I want somebody else. And it will come. They will come flocking. They will come knocking down the door. They will come. But that's not what you're truly looking for. Because what you're looking for is inside. It's not out.
Mm-hmm.
And when you find it there, then you will be okay with that. But I agree with Chastity. This is the time for you to really kind of love on yourself a little bit and not be afraid. I talked about this in some earlier shows about when I went through my divorce. And one of the things I had to come to grip with is to be okay to be alone. Not forever, but be okay. I have to be okay to be with me. That somehow I didn't feel that I can't get love just because it's me. How sad would that be? Because somebody who's coming to be with me wants to be with someone who loves themselves too.
Right.
So just take that time to love on yourself and love on your children and, you know, just kind of give yourself that opportunity to do that, to take a look at yourself and really know, because you've been with this man and you guys were kind of young in this getting together, and you kind of know what you do want and what you don't want, but you really need to clarify that to yourself.
Okay.
Yeah. Beautiful. Beautiful. Yeah.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Yes. Peace and love. Peace and love. All right. Great job, Chastity. Hold the line. All right. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 323. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
This is Chelsea. Hi, Miss Blue.
Greetings, Chelsea. Where are you calling from?
Maryland.
You know what? You know what, Chelsea? Okay, Chelsea. What's your question, Chelsea?
Well, I originally called for one thing. Well, I was thinking of one thing, but then I realized it was something that's been on my mind and something that I noticed, a pattern. And it's something that has to do with the spring season,
mm-hmm.
like April, March, April, May. I'm always, I'm not going to say always, but I've noticed over some years that something always happens. And I'm not saying a good thing, but I think, but like, you know, just recently I had appendectomy, and some years back I had maybe was in a car accident or, you know, something, things like that. So I want to know, what is that? And I mean, and obviously it's something that that is significant, because I'm noticing it's always happening in the same around the same time frame.
Okay. Well, we're going to go to Kalimar. That's going to be your goddess. So let's bring
hey,
her on.
Hey, Kalimar.
Greetings, Kalimar.
Hi, Chelsea. Hi, Miss Blue.
Hey.
Oh, good to get you, Chelsea. How are you?
I'm good.
Well, I heard what, well, I'm glad. I was listening to you when you was talking about certain things always happen to you around the springtime.
Yeah.
Well, Chelsea, I tell you this. The energy is telling me that you get real melancholy around that time, don't you? It's like a very sad time for you.
Mm.
Is that true?
I'm gonna
think about
possibly.
It. Yeah, because you said you had an appendectomy and you had a car accident.
And
can
I
ask you a question? I hope we don't really. Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, and a few other things that happened. Is there something that happened, say, not maybe not into the distant past, or sometime in this lifetime around that time, where you get real sad and melancholy, and you're not really very focused during that time? It's a very low energy time for you. Did something happen in your life, like, you know, maybe someone close to you passed away, or... You know, think back in your memory.
You know, I really, nothing that I can think of.
Well, you know, I will say this. I definitely can see where you're going with this, Kalimar, because that's true. Energetically, our bodies hold memories, and they hold different patterns. So let's say, for instance, have you ever talked to somebody and every winter they say they get the flu? Well, their body holds that template energy. And one of the things that is significant, particularly when it comes to holistic health, is if you take something out the body, you must put something back in. And so sometimes it could have been just a vulnerable spark, because we know that a lot of things start in the mind. And so when the first incident happened, around that time of the year, that next year, your body is still holding on to that pattern. If you did not put love, if you did not put joy, if you did not put those things back in. So this is why I can see exactly where Kalimar is going. Think back to those times, because you've created a pattern for yourself. So now I'm going to let Kalimar talk to you about how you can recreate another pattern so you can adjust your energy body and your body to get out of that pattern.
Okay.
Thank you, Miss Blue.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, Chelsea, it's real important that you change your mindset.
Okay.
Every time you approach that time of year, you start thinking, oh, something is going to happen. Now you have to reverse that and say, oh, you know, good things are going to happen to me. I'm going to do this and that for myself. I'm going to, you know, do some feng shui. You know, clean out your home, your environment. Clean out your mind. You need to bring more abundance, life, and joy into your life, because you don't have any around that time, and you need to keep it going. You need to keep that energy going. So one of the things I asked you to do besides feng shui is get a white candle, a white 7-day candle.
Mm-hmm.
Get a permanent blue marker. On that candle, 3 times, write something positive like, you know, springtime is a happy time for me. I'm going to feel joyful, something along that line. When spring approaches, like after winter ends and spring approaches, you want to keep the white candle going all springtime long. You want to clean out your place. You want to give things away that no longer serve you. You want to cut off people that no longer serve you. Any people,
right,
places, and things that has brought you down or bring you down, you don't need in your environment at all, inside,
okay,
or outside. So keep that candle burning. Get you some attracting oil, like lodestones. Get you 2 lodestones, 1 male, 1 female. Set you up a very personal altar. Get a
not a rusty nail, but one of a brand new nail, and put at least 3 to 11 holes in the wax of that white candle, and then light that candle, setting your affirmation that you are no longer going to be sad during the spring. It's a happy time for you. You got a lot of joy inside of you. Get outside, do some gardening, meet some new people, write a book, do things that you never thought possible. Do things that people told you that you could not do. This is about what makes Chelsea happy. It's not about what makes other people happy. Once you make yourself happy, that energy is going to pop off of you, and you're going to start attracting so many wonderful people and things around you. You're not even going to know what to do with it. You're going to have a whole lot to write about. And keep a happy journal. Go out there and live life to the fullest. That is what the energy is telling you, my dear sister Chelsea.
All right. Thank you for that.
Wait. 1 second.
All right.
Beautiful.
Can I get some insight on one other thing, possibly?
Go ahead, Chelsea. What's that?
All righty.
I did an interview for a position that would be, I just had an interview for a very important position, and now a monkey wrench. I mean, they said I basically blew everyone away, and now all of a sudden, how would I say it? The requirements changed. Basically, it's something. 1 minute it's like you don't have to have a master's. Now you have to have a master's degree in order to get to for them to offer me the position.
And so, what's your question for counselor?
So what I want to know is, are they going to look past that and give me this daggone job or what? Basically, because the thing the original, job description didn't require certain type of higher education, higher than what I had. I have a bachelor's degree or whatever, but now they're saying that master's degree is required. But if I am more than qualified with all my experience and everything, and I know what I can do, and the job will be done effectively and efficiently, and can they look past that?
Well, Chelsea, I tell you this. What was your attitude like when you went in there and did the interview? How did you feel when you went in there?
Excited, nervous.
Out of curiosity.
I was like an engine. I had to. I was kind of like an engine. A little shaky in the beginning, but then I warmed up and had everybody in the room just engaged and excited as I was.
All right, what the energy is telling me right now, I know that's a disappointment, and that can kill anybody's joy right there, especially when you was expecting.
Mm-hmm.
You was expecting to have this position. I tell you just one thing from my experience. I learned that even though something may look like it's right for you,
mm-hmm.
it's not necessarily right for you.
Right.
There may be things that the spirit saw that you didn't see. That doesn't mean that you're not qualified. It doesn't mean that it's your fault. Sometimes the spirit does things to prevent us from getting into things a lot deeper once we get into it.
Yeah.
And to me, that's where, Oh, go ahead, Ms. Blue.
No. Go ahead and finish, Kalimar. I just wanted to add something to that. Go ahead.
So what I'm also picking up is that when you start changing your mindset, mm-hmm. you do your affirmations, you do your candle, what you thought was best that you had right there, right. Spirit has much better for you.
Mm-hmm.
So and keep that joy. Mm-hmm.
I definitely can see exactly what Kalimar is saying, is that a lot of times when it comes to different things, like you said, and then having that disappointment on the job and not being able to see it, but it still kind of leaves you, you know, feeling like you're in the dark, like, what is it? But it's true, like Kalimar said, sometimes,
right.
you know, when you look at things through your spiritual eyes, and Kalimar, I'm going to put you on hold for 1 second because I think we're getting some feedback. Yeah.
All right.
Sometimes what happens is when you're in the, sometimes like Kalimar was saying, in the spirit world, you know, when you look through your spiritual eyes, which we all can do, our intuition, our insight, we know that there's other things that are going on. And so I agree with you, Chelsea. You are more than qualified and the person to do this job and be able to work with that. One of the things that I'll tell you that why some of the things change with that position is because you're right. You went in there. You nailed it. You nailed that shit. Like, you brought all of you to the table. You put it all out on there and said, this is it. This is what I can do. And you had the right attitude. You had the right mindset. Everything, all of those things. Let me tell you one of the things that I see here, because I see a piece of paper, and this job also required you to go through a background check, correct?
Yes.
Yes. And this has to do with those things in the background, like Kalimar was saying, the spirit. So we can look at the spirit as the background. And there are a few things that you still got to clean up. You've done a lot of cleaning up. You've done a lot of getting things back in order. This is just to let you know that there's a couple more things that you still need to do for Chelsea, because there are still some things in the background that are now beginning to come to the forefront. And this is just the peak into the window, but I don't see this as a disappointment. I see this as a hope. You understand what I'm saying? I see this as a glimpse into your future to let you know what you're capable of. You're capable of earning that kind of income. You're capable of holding that kind of title. You're capable of doing that kind of work. You are. You are overqualified. So really, them putting a master's degree on there, that was some insight they got from you based on your work. What you do, because again, remember, we're creating our own reality. So it's not just that just because something don't work, that you don't play a role in it. I don't want you to take yourself completely out the picture. Like Kalimar said, get yourself, really get your mind right and get into that. But it's to understand that don't stop what you're doing. Because you were doing real good, going back, making those wrongs right, cleaning up those things. Don't stop.
Right.
Because you're almost done. You take care of those things, and the next job, when you apply, or even when they go back and run that again, they're going to see that you are really on the path.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
So does that make sense when I tell you about your background and what those things are? But that's where that light came in. But you're right. You do have that job. It's waiting for you. It's still a possibility. So do those things you need to do to take care of those things. That is connected to you and these physical records. Yeah. Beautiful. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Right.
You're welcome. Good to hear from you, Chelsea. Hold the line. Yeah. Beautiful, Kalimar, beautiful. All right, we're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 818, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello?
Hello, greetings. Who's on the line?
Oh, my God. Hi, Miss Blue. My name is Cleese. Hello, greetings to everyone in the remix family.
Greetings. Who's on the line, please?
Kalish.
I like that. How are you?
I am doing fine, always. But I am at a little crossroads.
Mm-hmm.
And I never really get to get in, and it's just everything happens on time. So maybe I can get some insight from the goddesses tonight.
Nope. Most definitely, most definitely. What's your question?
My question is, I'm at a crossroads as far as with, of course, relationship. It's long distance, and I'm more focused on my career as well, but I'm just kind of like at a crossroads with which way I should go, if I should go out of state, if I should stay here. You know, I'm just kind of like attached to so many people that I love, and these are all wonderful people that I love. So mm-hmm. I'm at a crossroads.
At a crossroads.
I don't know which way I should go right now.
As far as,
because I sacrifice so much as far as in the relationship.
Yes.
And I've also sacrificed to get to where I'm trying to get within my career.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So,
all right. Well, let's go ahead and bring on. Let's go ahead and bring on Sister Munya.
Huh? Hi, Kalish.
Hi, Sister Munya.
How you doing?
I am good.
Good. Well, I'm picking up for you, Kalish. Definitely, I'm picking up a sacred union for you, which you said that you are in a partnership. And I do see that in this relationship that it is pure love in this relationship. And we all know that the only thing that is real is love.
It is.
It is. And pretty much as far as the crossroads is concerned, I do see a very strong connection with this relationship. Very
yes.
strong with this partner that you have. Tell me about him.
He makes me feel wonderful. I mean, we've been off and on for years. I mean, the first touch of his hand made me feel electric shocks.
Wow,
so
I see that.
So he was someone I knew that I felt like I knew I wouldn't want to be without, and he was worth fighting for in many ways.
Any means necessary, huh?
Yes. And, you know, I feel like it's been worth it. But I know he's going through, of course, a transition, as we all are. But I just want to know, is it worth it? Because I know love is worth fighting for.
Right,
you know?
Right.
So, but I also know I have to be settled as well, too, within, you know, I still live here on the physical plane.
Right, right.
So I'm just want to know where
mm-hmm.
it's going, and I know it is going, but I am a little confused about where we are, where we stand.
I definitely speak to that. I think it is so beautiful. I love the way you told the story about just kind of feeling those sparks and just kind of being together. And, you know, one thing about relationships is that they're tough. And even tougher when we start to throw into factors about work and careers and, you know, other things that we love in our lives and other people that we love in our lives. That can become a challenge. I love the way Sister Munya said, you know, she feels really, really good about this relationship. So do I. It feels really, really good. I think that somehow in your mind you feel that you have to choose one over the other. And that's where the confusion is coming in, you know? Like, it's really not, there's not a battle between that. Yes, is it going to make those things, Yes, is it going to make those things difficult? Yes, it is. Is it going to make those things seem somewhat impossible? Yes, it is. Is it going to be a possibility that there's going to be hurt and pain that go along with these choices so that you can continue to move on? Of course it does. But I feel real good about the relationship. And even when you talk about it, I see your energy going up. But, of course, you're right. We have to live on this human plane. We do. We have to live on this human plane. But a big part of what making us even wanting to live on Earth is love. So we can't forget that at the core. We can't forget that at the core. We really can't forget that at the core, that that's a big part of that. And so if that is in your heart and that is there, then you have to do something that my father just told me the other day. You have to find a way to make it work. Find another way. So I say to you, get another story. Let go of the story that you have and find another story so that you can make it all work, because it is possible. But one of the things that we sometimes don't want to do is we don't want to do that work when it comes to a relationship. But you have to find another way to make it work, you know? Find another way. If there is a way for it to work. You got to find it. And it's going to, it could be tough. It could be devastating. It may not come right away. And be okay with not knowing. Just don't be okay with not loving.
Right. And I also have a magical statement for you as well, Kalish, to kind of stand true and affirm too. And it is, I take charge of my life and stand firm on my decisions.
Can you repeat that for me one more time?
Yes, I will. I take charge of my life and stand firm on my decisions.
I got you.
And I would say that as soon as I get up bright and early in the morning, and you can say it three times that day when you get that feeling of where you are at that crossroads.
Beautiful.
And I understand. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, you have a good night.
And
peace and love. Thank you so much for calling in with that reflection for us tonight. And thank you so much, Sister Mike. Hold the line. Hold the line. That's beautiful.
Thank you. Yeah.
Good night. Good night. Beautiful. Beautiful. All right. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 252. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello. My name is Sarah. I'm calling from North Carolina.
Okay. What's your name?
Daryl.
Daryl. Okay, Daryl. Are you doing some moving around?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Okay, because you're kind of breaking up a little bit, and it's a little hard to hear you.
Okay, hold on. Anything better now?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
All right. Greetings to you. Greetings.
Okay, greetings.
You have a question, Daryl, or are you just you're just happy to be here? And that's good, too.
Who was that, me?
Yeah, that's you.
Yes, I am happy to be here.
Okay, beautiful. Did you have a question, or you...
Well, actually, I wanted to know how many what spiritual guides do y'all see around?
You said what now?
What spirit guides do y'all see around?
Do we see around you? Okay. I'm going to bring on the goddess and I'm going to let her talk to you about that. But I also want to just let you know, because I get this question a lot, and I answered it earlier, is that you can go back and you can actually download any of the shows where I did a spirit quest, and I take you in. I show you your spirit guides. You get to meet them. You get to connect with them, and you get to see them through a spirit quest that I take you. So I definitely would encourage you guys that anybody who wants to meet their spirit guides and be connected with their spirit guides to definitely go in and to do that as well.
Okay, I sure will.
Okay, I want you to do that. As far as the spirit guides that is around you, I do want to tell you this. The spirit guides, you do have one in particular that is a spirit guide that is around you. I'm going to answer this one for you. And that spirit guide that you currently have around you right now is, this is a young woman. And she looks like she may be coming from West Africa, from where she's dressed. She looked like she's about 19, 20 years old, so she's a young sister. She really, really likes to do a lot of things outside in nature and around buildings. So I don't know what you do around buildings, but she really is fascinated with buildings. And she's very, very close to you. And that's definitely one of your spirit guides that I see around you.
Building. Okay. I don't know.
You don't know what?
Building.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I know I have been fascinated about moving to New York. Well, I used to be. But, you know, the traffic was kind of like a little bit too much for me.
You know, yeah, you're kind of like her energy, and I could definitely see her around you because when I'm saying buildings, I'm talking about thinking about in Africa. One of the things I'm going to tell you when you say you don't know, I'm not asked. You asked me. I'm telling you. This is.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah. So I want to be clear on that. I'm not guessing. I'm telling you. So,
okay.
Yeah. So definitely those are some of the things, you know. I'm not asking you. This is what I know. I'm telling you that. That's definitely one of your spirit guides around you. Incidentally enough, you have one woman spirit guide, this woman, and the rest of your spirit guides, you have a total of nine, are men, are all men that are around you, and they range in many different ages. And you have nine spirit guides around you because one of the things that's a big lesson for you here in this life is completing whatever you start. That's a big challenge for you, is to start something and really see it through to the end.
Okay. Yes, I can see that.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, thank you so much for calling in and speaking with us tonight. And connecting with the remix. Be safe out there on the road and keep doing what you're doing. Peace and love.
Hi, peace.
All right. All right. We're going to go to the next caller. We're going to go to the next caller and see who's on the line. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 281. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. Oh, their call dropped. Let's go to the next one. Calling in from area code 773. You're live in the remix. 773, you're live in the remix.
Hi, Ms. Blue. This is Keisha calling from Chicago.
Okay, greetings, Keisha from Chicago. You got a question here tonight.
Actually, my sister has a question.
Okay.
Well, I'm going to give her the phone. Hold on. Okay. Hello?
Hello, greetings. Who's on the line?
This is Mia.
Okay, greetings, Mia. How are you?
I'm fine. How about yourself?
Okay. All right. Okay, beautiful, beautiful. I'm doing great. You have a question for us tonight?
Yes, actually I do. I've been seeing someone for 7.5 years, and I was just wondering, is marriage in the future, or am I wasting my time?
Okay. We're going to go ahead and bring on the goddess. Let's see, that's going to be talking to you tonight, and that's Esther.
Peace. How you doing?
I'm fine. How about yourself?
I'm wonderful. I'm wonderful. So you are asking about a relationship that you're in now. You said for 7.5 years, and you want to know about marriage, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, well, I'm going to say what I really see around you is that you need to really feel your own spirit right now. So you need to really think about what it is that you want to do. And be observant in how your relationship is right now. And so I know that you are thinking about marriage, but what about how you really feel about where you're at right now with this relationship? And then why is it that you want marriage in the future?
Mm-hmm.
Or when you want marriage, you know? Because this is really about you kind of discerning, you know, what's going on in the current situation. And it's about you paying attention to how you're kind of reacting to that and how you feel truly about the situation. So marriage is always a possibility, you know? It's something that could happen if you want that to happen. But is that really what you want right now? Is that really kind of where you feel yourself going towards?
Okay.
Yeah. One of the things, too, I want you to take a look at, like Esther was saying, you've been in this relationship for 7 years, and you said, I want to know if I'm wasting my time. Well, here's the thing. No, you're not wasting your time. You were there for 7 years, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't a waste of time. Now, you also know one of the things, too, about this gentleman that you're with, that he has some very different ideas about marriage than you do.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he does. He has different ideas. You're saying, okay, so you're not aware that he thinks a certain kind of way about marriage?
I kind of sort of kind of got an idea, but I'm not sure why, you know, it's taken this long.
What kind of idea do you, well, here's the thing. One of the number one things is, and I want to kind of bring this to your attention so you can definitely be there, is so that you can really kind of give us some insight. So when you say you kind of got a way of how he feels, what kind of way does he feel? Tell us about that kind of way that he feels about marriage.
Well, he says, you know, one, he wants to get his credit together. He wants to be financially, you know, financially fit, and
mm-hmm.
he's not where he wants, where he's at right now.
Mm-hmm. So he's just not where he wants to be at
right.
this particular time. And how long have you guys been talking about marriage, really just strong within, after you guys really reached the six-year mark?
I would say about maybe 2 years, 2.5 years.
Mm-hmm. So about 2.5 years, 6 years, yeah. So this is really the deal. He wants to get married, but he also, which is right, that's one of the things that he feels about it, is that he wants to be in the position where he feels that he can take care of his family, because that's a big obligation. But he also wants you to be able to live your life and be able to contribute to the relationship, too. You already know that he really isn't excited about the idea of getting married. That's not what he wants. He feels that he's still, you guys are still too young to make that kind of sacrifice. Plus, he has a lot of different things about his own family relationship when it comes to marriage and how he's seen people who have gotten married, how they end up.
Okay. I can believe that one.
Yeah, yeah. These are some things to begin to start thinking about. But don't ever feel like you've wasted your time with something, because that's something you can't get back. You can't get back time. So be where you want to be, because you can't get back time at all. This is why Esther was saying to you to focus on yourself, focus on some of the things that you want to do, be grounded in that, and begin to build together. I think that's the most important thing. Marriage is important. It's good to build that kind of union. But truth be told, on some levels, you guys have been married.
Exactly. For that long, yeah.
For that long, y'all yeah. been married.
Yeah.
The thing that separates you is the piece of paper. But you also know, just like you've known in this relationship, even that is not going to stop you if somebody wants to leave you. So don't think that getting married to him is somehow going to change his behavior and what he does and what he doesn't do. That's not going to do it.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, Esther.
Okay, I really appreciate the advice.
Yeah. Well, you know, I want you to think about it. Even though we're talking to you, one of the things we don't do is give advice. We really are looking at this from a spiritual position. Advice is something your mother can give you, your sister can give you. And check this out.
Okay.
They have given it to you, and you ain't listened to them.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes. You're welcome. So peace and love to you. Peace and love.
Peace and love.
You as well.
Mm-hmm. Great job, Esther. Great job. All right. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 404. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 404?
Oh, I'm sorry. Hi.
Hi. Greetings. Who's on the line, please?
Hi, Ms. Blue. This is Tammy from Atlanta.
Okay. Greetings, Tammy from Atlanta. You have a question?
Yes, I do. I'd like to know if what can you all see when you get into my energy or feel?
Okay. Well, I'm going to bring on the goddess for you, Tashia, about your energy and what you feel or what you feel. What you feel when you get in your energy. What you feel. That's important. What you feel. Do you love what you feel? What you feeling?
Indecisiveness, confusion. Well, not confusion, but indecisiveness. I guess that can be confusion, too. Like a kind of sort of anxiousness or nervous energy.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
If that's been going on this week,
All this week. Beautiful. We're going to bring on Tashia for you. That's the goddess that's going to be speaking with you. And that's important because now you can ask your real question. See? You can ask your real question now. See how that works? Because, see, we can tell you how you feel all day, but that ain't really what you want to know. So now you can ask Tashia the real question. Here she comes. Greetings, Tashia.
Hi, Tammy.
Hi, Tashia.
Interesting enough, Tammy, when I get into your energy, I immediately realize that you need to get a new story. It's time for you to, and you have all this built up nervous energy because you're feeling anxious about moving forward, and you've been feeling like you haven't been able to move forward. Does that sound about right?
Yes.
Hmm.
Yeah.
So right, yeah. Tell me or share with us, what is it that you, where do you see yourself going? What is it that you want to do? Because you're feeling like you can't move forward.
Okay, yeah. Well, like Ms. Blue said, I'm going to ask my real question. The real question is, let's see, I've been listening to Miss Blue now for about, I guess, 3-4 months. Mm-hmm. And the information that I'm listening to is, like, very, is way off from the way I was raised. I was raised a Christian, and a lot of the concepts and ideas and, well, that I'm listening to is contrary to what I was brought up in. But for some reason, my spirit is leading me towards, I mean, I didn't initially start out, and I know I didn't just pick up Miss Blue's internet station. Everything is for a reason. And I'm kind of like not apprehensive, but, well, apprehensive and a little scared to just to go on in full force. But I feel like if I don't, then something inside of me is dying. So I can't, since I found out things, learning about things of the spirit, it's like I can't go back to a lot of the things that I was raised up in. But I'm almost afraid to let that go because I don't want to disappoint God, or mm-hmm. so. And it's really bearing on me a lot. And see, and I'm the only one in my family, you know, my children, my husband, and I don't want them to say, "Well, you must be crazy, you're a devil worshiper," or I don't know what they're gonna say. And
I would say this, Tammy, and. You know, interesting enough, I've had a similar story, just like yours. You know, came from a strictly Christian background. What are people going to think? And really, that's what it comes down to, is what your thoughts versus what you feel in your heart. If you feel like in your heart this is where you need to go, then follow what's in your heart. Everything else will come along after that. If you feel like you, again, if you feel like you can't move forward, then you're going to keep wandering around in a circle and trying to figure out exactly if this should have, could have, would have, then when the opportunity came, you didn't take advantage of it.
Yeah.
And then walking in the unknown, really, it's the best place to be in. But you know what it is that you want to do.
Yeah.
You're just not following it.
Well, and I love the way you put that, Tashia, just about being, really worried about where your heart is and following that and being able to follow that. Here's one of the things, I want to share some things with you here. I want to first thank you for being a Remix listener, calling in and doing your work and being able to do that. Sometimes this is what we think because we've been trained to do this. We've been trained to say, if we get something new, we have to trash the old. We got to throw it away. That's really not what following sort of your spiritual path and growing up is about. It's about taking everything that you know and continuously building upon that.
Yeah.
And the further and further that you go into your spirituality, the less resistance you're going to have with other people,
yeah.
including yourself. Mm-hmm. You understand, when you're still in this struggle and you feel like, I get these calls where people say, oh, I'm mad at my mama because she want to take the kids to church, or, oh, I'm mad at my grand, this person because I don't believe in that no more and they want me to celebrate Christmas and they want to talk about God. And I don't want to talk about it, but I feel like I'm torn between two because if I don't want to talk about God, they're going to do this. Everybody has an opportunity to express who they are, how they are. And even in this spirituality, nobody gets to tell you what is right for you.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're exactly where you need to be on your path. You're worried about something that hasn't even taken place yet. What they're going to say, you ain't even there yet. You understand? You worried about some shit that ain't even happened. What they're going to do, what they're going to think, you're not even there yet.
So where do I'm sorry to interrupt you, Ms. Blue, but
So where do I pull, I mean, how do I pull the courage up out of me to just to go forward? You know, sometimes it's so hard.
Yeah, it is. I can understand. Where you pull that courage from is what you're doing right now. You just do it. You did it. You called in. This is somehow what you're thinking in your mind. You somehow thinking, well, I'm not fully here and I'm not fully there. And if I'm fully here, I got to completely cut all that other stuff off that comes with that. That's not true. There is no, that's why it's called your spirituality, your path. You may not be there yet. You know, I hate it when people jump into something, anything, and all of a sudden they want to go to the deepest depths, you know? I remember one time I had a cousin that almost drowned. We were learning how to swim, and they told us, keep y'all asses right here in the 4 foot. She didn't want to do that, you know. She like, no, I want to go all in. She way on the deep end. We think she over there waving at us. She drowning. Who told you to take your ass way out there? Who told you to go do that? So, you know, people treat spirituality like it's some kind of game, like this is some kind of daredevil. Yeah, I'm going to show my mama. I'm going to show my daddy. I'm going to show my folks. I'm going to get over here and I'm going to start doing blood rituals. I'm going to start writing shit on the wall. I'm going to start calling on these demons. I'm going to show them I ain't scared. F Jesus. F God. I'm God. And then as soon as they get their ass in the bed and cut out the lights, they, ooh, I think God going to get me. Who told you to take your ass and go do all of that? you understand?
And you're creating that in your mind. Think about that for a moment. It's what you're creating.
You understand all of these things. It's I want to do it. I want to do it 100%. Well, your 100% is where your ass is right now. What's wrong with that? Who are you comparing yourself with? Because this all boils down to the competition you and your mama have been having on. This is what this really is about. I'm going to do this thing called being grown and being a woman. I'm going to show y'all how I could do this better than what y'all did. Stay away from competition, and you can just be where you are, be at that point where you are. See, unlike my cousin, I knew my ass. I was scared to get into 4 feet because I knew this is where I'm supposed to be. I don't have any problems. Yes, I see all these people swimming. They doing backflips. Kids is doing the water bonds, and they backstroking. They out there with their little friends dancing in the water, kicking up their legs. I was perfectly content because I knew this is where I need to be right now. And eventually, I'll be able to swim out there with all of them. But for right now, I'm not in competition with you. I'm not trying to be over there with your ass. Right. It's just like all of these beautiful goddesses that came on. They're not in competition with each other. They're not trying to up other one or up the other one or up me or up them. There ain't no competition.
Yeah.
Everybody is where they're supposed to be, and they doing what they're supposed to do, and it's all good. It's only when we start to look at those things and we start to compare ourselves and we start to make ourselves think that somehow I got to show you. Because, see, that's what we like to do. I want to show you better than I can tell you.
Yeah.
It's not. Here's the thing I want to tell you. It's not your old religion or your new spirituality that's not working. It's you that have been lukewarm. You understand? This is you in the lukewarm spot. This ain't your old spirituality or your new. They not in competition with each other. Do your research so you can know this shit for sure and stop going off of other people's story because it can only take you so far. It's almost like somebody giving you a half a tank of gas.
Yeah.
You ran out of gas and they say, here you go, girl. I got about 3 miles. Your ass out there, you pressing on the gas, got the radio on, the air conditioner, because you think what? How long you think you're going to ride off of their gas? You've got to do your research. That's when we talk about, we say, know your truth, my truth, your truth, Tashia's truth, all of these goddesses' truth, the 2.3, almost 3 million remix listeners, we all have our truth and all of us are right. But you got to do your research.
Mm-hmm.
And get out of competition, because this ain't about that. You understand? Do your research so you can know for sure. You can't ride on $5 worth of gas forever. Sometimes you got to fill up the tank and put in the work. Do your research. Stay out of competition. And you won't have to worry about what they gonna say. You ain't got to worry about that. You ain't got to worry about none of that.
Thank you, Ms. B. You know, when I first chimed in on the show, I pressed one, and I say, well, Ms. Blue going to call me out. She going to embarrass my ass. So I pressed one, and I say, I'm not calling in. And I say, well, you know what? And then I got up the courage and I said, well, you know what? Whatever Miss Blue tell me is what I need to hear, because I know she won't lie and she's going to give it to
That's
me straight.
Right. I'm going to give it to you. That's right. No chases, baby. We big. We put on big panties over here, our big girl panties.
Sure,
we got G,
well, sure
we,
do.
Yeah, we got G-strings over here. Ask them sisters in the priesthood. We all wearing G-strings. We got big girl panties on. Yeah. That's right. The G strings and the pump. Oh, you welcome. And peace and love to you. So, you know, get out of all of that. Do what you do. You are exactly where you need to be. Just do your work. Do your research. Yeah. Yeah. Beautiful, Tasha.
Thank you.
You're
I
welcome.
Thank you. Thank you, Tasha.
Oh, you're so welcome. Peace and love to you.
Thank you.
Keep walking that path. You're there. You're there.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, baby.
You're welcome. We look forward to hearing from you again, too. You know, it is so many of you guys on the phone lines. We have about 4 minutes left to go in the forum, and we are going to go to the after hours. But I want to tell you guys, I am just so proud of all of you priestesses, all of you goddesses, all of you sisters tonight. It did my heart well. You guys did a great job for the first time. Most people are fumbling around doing readings in the closet in their home, and you guys jumped right out here on air and just kind of got it. You got in there and you brought it. You brought it with your heart. You brought it with your wisdom, and you just brought it with spirit, and that is beautiful. You were up for the challenge, and you know, that's the best thing in the world. That's the best thing in the world, you know? Yeah. It's no other way to learn. There's no other way to learn. You just got to do it. It's never going to be the right time. You're not going to have everything perfect. It's not even about that. It's about having the clear mind and the pure heart, and all of you did that here tonight. All of you. Yeah. Yeah. So what I want to say for everyone out there, you guys, you know the priestesses will be doing readings soon. We got a couple more months to go. Question, Q-U-E-S-T-I-O-N, the number 4, blue, for all of you out there who want to get readings, want to be able to. Many of you have already said yes. You want to be with the priestess. You want to be able to do that. And we're going to go into the after hours. So 646-652-2711 is the number to call for you guys to get on the phone lines to do that. So we're going to keep going because there's so many of you guys on the phone lines. I think you would bum rush myself and the priestess if we did that, if we ended it. If we ended it right now, I think you guys would do that. So we're going to continue to go, and we're going to continue to go here. So we're going to go to the next caller. I do want to remind you guys, for those of you who are self-invested, ooh-wee, y'all better get that work in, get that homework in. Myself, Brother Bilal, we're going to be there. Money matters. Self-invested, it's going down. It's going down. We're going to change that frequency, open it up for good, open it up for you, and show you how to tap into that energy. Make sure you do your homework, those of you who are self-invested. Those of you who want to join us, you definitely know how to do that. Questionforblue@gmail.com. And just say, put in the tagline, self-invested. And we will see you guys then. Yeah, we're about to go into the after hours. Much love, warm spirit. Peace and love to all of you guys out there. Now, here's something I want you to do. For those of you who won't be joining us in the after hours, that means you have to get on the phone lines. For all of our new listeners, 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Press 1 when you get on the phone lines. I want you guys to definitely download. If you like the show, I want you to like it. If you love it, I want you to love it. Love it on Twitter. Love it on Facebook. Love it on iTunes. Love it right here. Send an email to questionforblue and love it over there. But just love it everywhere. Spread the love. Share the love. So now we're going to go into the after hours as we continue here live with the fire goddesses from the priestesshood doing their work and sharing their love with you guys here tonight and doing it in a very, very big and loving way. So we're going to go to the next caller on the line. I have no idea where I'm going, so I'm just going to be clicking on somebody. Yes, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to click on someone here. I'm going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 647. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello?
Hello. Greetings. Who's on the line, please?
Hi, Ms. Blue. This is G-Force calling from Toronto.
Okay. Greetings to you, G-Force from Toronto. You have a question?
Yeah, I was wondering if I could get an acoustic glimpse.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're actually not doing a acoustic glimpse here tonight. G-Force, you think you can turn down your television?
Yeah. Sorry, I got Michael Jackson on. And here we go. Is that better?
Yeah, that's better. We can hear you nice and clear here. So tell us, G-Force, let's get down to the real heart of the matter of what it is that your question is for the goddess tonight.
Okay. Well, it's to do with the Kundalini work that I've been doing at the water here.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm wondering, what's my path, basically? Like, I'm getting a lot of positive signs that have to do with ecological cleanup. And I think what the Kundalini has done is turned me into some kind of eco-machine. Is that? And the signs are all there with the birds and,
mm-hmm.
and water, the wind, everything.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what, G-Force? I will tell you this. You're absolutely right. You know, one of the things that is so beautiful is that we have many ecosystems that go on within us energetically and everything. So we have ecosystems within ourselves. And in fact, our elements, we are the elements, the air, the wind, the fire, the metal, the wood. All of those things exist inside of us. So I definitely could see how your ecosystem, how this is happening for you, especially what you do in Kundalini work, being able to tap into your ecosystem. Yeah, we have an ecosystem that lives within inside of our stomach. That's an ecosystem. Our central nervous system acts as an ecosystem within the body. So we have a lot of them. We have spinning wheels of light, of course, as you know, that's chakras, all of that, that's all throughout our body. So our ecosystem is very much there. And it does seem like you're being attuned for that. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I guess I should just be patient and just do my own internal healing work. That's what I keep thinking is what's going on here. And I don't know, like, I seem to be causing some, I guess, people are investigating. There's a lot of helicopters flying around. I haven't really got a chance to meditate at the water. I've been doing it at home. And
well,
I've been going to the water to do just this dance that I've been developing with the birds there. It's a choreography, and it seems to be part of this whole eco thing, and I haven't been able, like I said, to go there to meditate like I did at the beginning in 2009, and since 2012 I had to stop because of the helicopters. And is that going to stop, or is it something that I should just take heed and stay home and? Because I really love the water, and I really want to go back and meditate, but I don't want to raise a ruckus with the government, or if that's what it is, or if it's a rogue government, or I don't know what it is, but it seems like they're saying, oh, we can't do this now, or I don't know what's
Here's the thing, because there's a couple of different things that are going on. I really love the fact that you're getting out more. I remember you now, because energetically I'm inside your energy, and I remember before where there was a lot of turbulence that was going on. Let me be the first to say to you, G-Force, you've done a lot of work on yourself, and it really shows. It really does. So I definitely want to be the first to say, you know, because that takes a lot to be dedicated to ourselves, you know, on this journey where we are. We're all trying to find our balance here. And you've done tremendous amount of work. I see that. That is beautiful. One of the things I want to suggest to you, I don't recommend that you stay inside because you are very much connected to nature, and that's a good thing. I like that you're dancing and you're connecting yourself with the birds. What I would recommend that you do is, I know the water is a place that you love. It is. The water is that place that you love. But one thing about water, too, I want you to understand that it's connected with your feelings and your emotions. That's that. And you're very in tune with your feelings. Not only are you in tune with your feelings, you're also in tune with the feelings of nature and all of those things. Here's a suggestion that I want to make for you, is that you begin to work with more earth energy. I'll tell you what your energy would be beautiful for, is to get some plants. You know, you can go back in the archives and listen to Mr. Anderson of I Grow, You Grow, because he even tells you about plants that you can do in the wintertime. And this is going to be wonderful for you to connect your energy with plants. So whether they be plants that are outside in nature or whether those will be plants inside.
I think I'm more excited, Ms. Blue, because I'm pretty much a gardener. So
this is right up your alley. Beautiful. Let me ask you a question. Did you know that spirits live inside of wood?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. This is how they came up with Hollywood. This is where Hollywood came from.
I'm going through a lot of things with plants and Hollywood is one of those plants that, one of the first plants that got me into bringing plants at home. And I planted it in this place that I lived in before this place here. And it sprung up and gave so much life that I dug it up and brought it here. And now it's like waiting to be turned into a wand, let's say.
Well, this is what I want to encourage you to do, because see, like I said, I can really see I'm inside your energy and your aura, even though it is still some work, it is really just continuing to go to show how it's growing. But I also want you to know that you have to ground yourself. You have to feel in the Hollywood, the hollow wood, because the true meaning behind Hollywood is hollow, it's empty. Yeah. And this is important for you. That's a divine message that you channeled for yourself working with that plant, Holly, because you are hollow at this time. You got to ground yourself. You've got to get yourself into that Hollywood by working with wood, working with plants, working with those particular plants. And that's really going to ground you. It's going to center you. It's going to ground you. It's going to make your bones, your teeth, and everything feel better for you. All of these things. It's going to calm down your central nervous system. It's really just going to keep you there, you see. It's going to really kind of pull you in. And the helicopters is a part of your movie. I want you to think of Hollywood like this, because Hollywood makes movies in Hollywood. And the helicopters is a part of your movie in Hollywood. So once you begin to ground yourself and put your spirit in balance and ground your spirit, then the helicopters will go away, just like they do in the movie.
Okay.
Yeah. All right? So beautiful, beautiful. Continue your work. Keep working with those trees and continue to ground yourself. So work with those trees. Do those dances there. Peace and love. And make sure you call back in and let us know how things are going. I am so proud of you. And I send you so much love. And thank you for calling in.
I love you too, Miss Blue. Thank you so much for your hard work.
Yes.
I really appreciate you.
Hey, I got one more thing for you, G4. One more thing. Say hi to Tom. Tell Tom Cruise hi for me.
Okay.
Tell Tom Cruise I said hey.
Okay, I will.
All right. Peace and love. That's an inside joke, you guys. All right, so we're going to go to the next caller. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 469. You're live in the remix.
Greetings, Miss Blue.
Greetings, who's on the line?
Oh, my goodness. My name is Ansar, and I'm calling from California in Folsom.
Oh, beautiful. Let me ask you, is this your first time calling in?
Yes, it is.
Ah, I love it. I love it when I see new light. It's just beautiful. So why don't you tell us, as we get ready to connect with your goddess, how did you start listening to the remix?
Well, I started earlier this year. I went through like a awakening, and I was in the Bobby Hemmett.
Mm-hmm.
So I started listening to him and Brother Panic, and I would listen to...
Beautiful.
I was listening to Brother Panic, and then I started listening to the remix over and over and over and over again.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful, beautiful. You hear that buzzing sound there on your phone? Mm-hmm. It went away.
We were on speaker, and then I took it off.
Okay, beautiful. All right, so tell us and welcome. I'm so glad you're here, and I'm glad you called in. Welcome. And what is your, tell us what your question is.
Well, you mentioned earlier today about the children, and I have a 3-year-old grandson, mm-hmm. and he is like the most awesome thing in my life, and I just wanted to ask a question about him. And I feel like when he first got here, he was put in my arms because his mother had to have a cesarean section. And he's just like been like the closest, dearest, warmest, sweetest thing to me. We have like the kind of Grammy-grandson, he calls me Grammy, relationship, the most mm-hmm. beautiful relationship. And I was wondering if he was possibly reincarnated as my dad.
Mm-hmm. Actually, he's not. He's not. Hmm. But let me tell you, and I know here's the thing about it, and I'm going to explain it to you, and you're going to get this. It's going to make so much sense to you. He's not reincarnated as your dad, but your dad was the one who really, before he came back to the planet, your father was the one who worked with him. He actually was the one who greeted him and told him about the family and brought him there. So he knows all about your grandfather. He was hanging out with him. He was chilling. Yeah, your dad just came in.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, so this is how he knows certain things and certain events, and he'll do certain things and say certain things, because your grandfather was the one who talked to him and said, hey, look, you know, this is going to be
great. It would have been my dad, and
right.
It would have been your grandmother.
Well, great-grandfather, my bad. You just look so young. You just look so young, so it's kind of hard to say. Grandmama,
but you're just
so young, you know. But it was him that brought him in to tell him about the family and to come. So that's how he knows a lot of these details, because they hung out together. So he really is, you know, sort of he's the one who brought him in. He's the one who brought him in to the portal. This is also something I want you to know, and this is for other parents. A lot of times we'll see that in cesarean births. Births, a lot of times what I have found by talking to the babies in the spirit world is that these babies have really been brought in by other family members. So, they are coming in. It is a very important energetic portal, just like the womb is a portal. But they have been being groomed by their ancestors on the other side and welcoming them into the family. So he was a cesarean birth, and you were able to hold him because he had already been ushered in. And this is why this child has so much love for everybody in the family. It's like he knows who everybody is.
He does. He's really a dear heart. And when my dad passed away, my daughter was also a cesarean birth, and I was a cesarean birth. And I remember my mother was in a car accident, and I remember being on the outside of the body, like, I don't want to go. They're trying to kill me already. You know, she's laying there. She came, and then he came, and my dad, when he passed away, he told me in my ear, he said that everything was so beautiful, I was always going to be there with you, and he was always around me in these orbs, talking to me constantly.
Yeah.
And then when Iman, my grandson's name, when he came, I was like, I wonder, kind of, sort of, but it had been such a long period of time. It's been 23 years. So I was kind of like, I don't know if that's enough time for someone to reincarnate.
This child is
just really loving and sweet and amazing.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't actually work that way. Like, sometimes it could be longer, because remember, time on the other side is nothing. Like, our whole lifetime is almost like 4 or 5 maybe days on the other side. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, time doesn't exist in that world. That's the best way I can tell you. And a lot of the spirits tell me many different things about it. But what I wanted to tell you is that you have a unique bloodline, a unique spiritual physical bloodline. And so this is something that has been true, like you said. Having these cesarean births are something that it has been in the family line. But that's not a bad thing. That just means that this family bond is tight, because you are having the ancestors on the other side bring in souls, you know, really kind of help usher them and bring them in and carry them through this portal and bring them back. So there's lots of ancestors around, lots of people around, and lots of them doing all the things that they want to do in that thing of spreading love and spreading joy and just kind of being in that place of love. And so yourself, you carry a lot of intuitive energy, you know, yourself as well. And so your grandson, you know, his great-grandfather knew exactly who needed to hold him and to nurture him from that point. So it's beautiful. But, yeah, he's not your grandfather, but your grandfather, he was hanging out with all of them. So he knows all of y'all. He knows it. It's good.
Well, I just wanted to thank you so much, Ms. Blue, for
offering the opportunity to these awesome goddesses, and I really appreciate you for just being so, you know, just having the mindset and the wherewithal to mentor them, and for you to not burn out, for, you know, yourself, because that many readings, what did you say, 18,000 in all these different countries? I was like, oh, my goodness, women just know how to do the right, you know, well, do something, do the things that keep things just moving along, whether it's a cesarean section or mentoring or teaching. It's just awesome. Thank you. I love you guys so much.
Thank you. Love you, too. And thank you so much for calling in. You know, that is something that's beautiful. I will tell you this, and I often joke about it, and you're right. We learn as women how to adjust and how to adapt. But something that happened very early on, I'm using universal energy, so it doesn't impact me that way, or else I would have been dead. Y'all would have been killed me. I'd have been dead.
Well, we're glad you didn't get taken away.
I would have been gone. But I'm really using universal energy. It doesn't mean that my physical body and I don't need to take that time for myself. But, right. Yes, we learn how to, like you said, we just learn how to do those things. But more of it is universal energy. And I thank you so much as another goddess out there, because there's so many of you guys out there, for real. Just doing your work and using your intuition and passing that on to your family and to people you love and people who are close to you, and even to our brothers. Like, I've met so many intuitive brothers now that just on point with what they're doing. And a lot of that, I want to say, is because of us women really kind of stepping into our place and our power, and not just thinking that this thing of intuition is just something that women have, but we've been able to share it, like you're sharing with your grandson. We've been able to share it to the men in our lives, our children, our sons in our lives, and being able to spread that and knowing that that is all of our birthright, and we all have that ability to do that. So thank you so much, you know, for acknowledging that and being a part of the Remix family and loving that grandson of yours. And yeah, because he's something else. He's definitely is one of those that is a part of the origin that have come back to really raise the consciousness of humanity. And he's doing it already through the family. So that's a beautiful thing, because that's where it starts. Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you so much. And ladies, you guys are just doing awesome. Thank you so much, Miss Blue. Everyone have a good night.
You too. Peace and love. Peace and love. Oh, that was beautiful. All right. Well, we're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code. Ooh, I think I got the wrong number. Calling in from area code 210. You're live in the mix, please. Is that Kalimar?
Yes, ma'am.
Hold the line. It's not your turn. Hold on. All right, we're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 815. You're live in the Remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hey, Ms. Blue, you got another priestess on the line.
Oh, hold on. The priestess is holding it up. Hold on. All right, we're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 804. You're live in the Remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hey, Ms. Blue.
Greetings. Who's on? Okay. I'm sorry. Who's on the line?
Rashad from Richmond, Virginia.
Okay, Rashad calling from Richmond, Virginia. Greetings to you. Your question, Rashad, this evening, what's so for you?
I just want to say one thing, really. I had a reading from you, two things. I had a reading from you, and you told me that I was going to be in film. And I was like, really? And like last week, I was in the videos. So I was like, wow. I was like, that's crazy. But
That's what's up.
Yeah, you're like, yeah, you need to be in film. You'd be doing something in film. And I can see that. I'm like, really? And so that was just a whole bunch of things just all lining up. But I'm working on a project that's been, like, I've put together for the last, like, 2 years.
Okay.
And I've got one thing I'm trying to get together now before the end of the year, and I'm just like always having these problems with these people with communication. I had a purchased a product from them, and they're probably shipping it to me overseas, from overseas, and I'm just want to make sure it's here or on the way.
Mm-hmm.
They tell me it is. I'm checking around and doing all my work, but and I feel it's there, but I just have this. I just want to make sure that I'm doing all this stuff for my project, and it's all going to come into fruition so it can move forward.
Mm-hmm.
Or.
Mm-hmm. First thing I want to say to you, Rashad, is that did you get a tracking number?
That's what I'm waiting on. I'm waiting for all those things.
Okay, so you're waiting for it. Okay, it's coming overseas. It's coming from overseas. Is it coming from the east?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. What I'm going to do, I'm going to bring a goddess on. I'm going to bring one of the goddesses on for you. I'm still going to get in there, but I know that they'll be able to give you some insight on this. Because mainly it's about, really, it's not so much about you getting, of course you want to get what you paid for, what you ordered, because you need that. You need that, and that'll make your life so much easier. But I want the goddess to come in and really talk to you about just where you are right now, just where you are. Hold on one second. Let me find her. Here we go. Here's Tori.
Hi, how you doing?
Hey,
greeting,
I'm doing well.
Tori.
How about you?
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well.
Okay. So first I want to ask you, is there a woman close to you?
Yeah.
Not in your life? Are you married?
Yeah.
Yes, okay. I'm picking up that you need to maybe attune yourself more to your wife at this present time. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay. Is there an issue that you two have been having, if you don't mind me asking?
We always have issues.
Anything specific?
First thing is my time.
Okay, what do you mean by that?
I grind.
Not being able to spend time with her? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that's one of our issues. I mean, I know that's one of our issues because I'm always working. I'm always out there in the streets, so.
Yeah, okay. I feel like you need to take some time out and spend some time with your wife. Just get in line with your wife right now because she has a lot of wisdom for you and I know sometimes it's hard to, men maybe feel like women aren't sensitive to their needs, but women have needs as well, you know. And I get that. I'm feeling that, you know, she loves you. She just wants your time. You need to, you know, put some effort into that like you do your work, if that makes any sense to you.
Yeah, I totally agree. I'm always working toward, you know, making sure that, I do have time. You know, I do,
mm-hmm.
Do make the time, but I always try to make sure I communicate with her that, you know.
Yes, how Ms. Lou was saying, you know, you're going to be on film, like you got there now, but, you know, you don't want to, you're a new beginner at this, you know, if that makes sense to you, and you don't want to leave behind your wife, if that makes any sense to you, what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mhm. One of the things, and thank you for that, Tori. One of the things that I want to kind of bring up, and thank you for that, Tori, too, is that what's going to be so. Hold on one sec. Can you hear us, Tori?
Okay.
That's
mm-hmm.
okay. I'm gonna put you on hold. I think we're getting a little bit of feedback. Hold on. But one of the things that I want to say to you when it comes to this new project and everything that you're on, I love that Tori was really referring you to your wife to really kind of give you that wisdom. Because even when it came to you investing in this and really kind of making this move, it was a couple of things that she said to you. And here's one of the things that I want you to do, because this is what you don't want people to do to you. And you don't want people to cheat you out your money, right?
Yep.
So you can't be cheap in your life. And one of the reasons that you're getting this item from China is because it was what?
It was a great price. It was the price that it was the price point that we needed to.
It was cheap.
This product.
It was cheap.
I don't want to say it was cheap, but.
Yeah. I mean, come on. Let's call it what it is. We're gonna keep it 100. It was cheap, much cheaper than it was here. But this is what I want you to see, is because you know that you are worth every single thing, even when it comes to your family, what you're willing to do for them, even when it comes to your wife, what you have, and vice versa. You got to stop being a cheapskate, because what's going to happen is you're going to get cheated. So this is what I'm going to say to you. That when it comes to this product, I actually kind of feel pretty good about it. I actually feel pretty good about that you may get it. But this is what I feel that it's going to be cheap. It's going to be what you paid for it, cheap. That's what it's going to be. So you have to start investing, like Tori was saying, you're going to have to start investing in those things that you value. Sometimes you got to pay that money. Sometimes you got to say that it's more valuable to me to be able to walk in this store and pay this money than to pay for something that's cheap because I think I'm getting a good deal. Sometimes the tough road is the best road. So whether you were ordering from California somewhere here or ordering from Jersey or somewhere here that maybe you would have had to pay a little bit more money, it would have been worth it because you would have invested in what you knew, you understand, versus something that you thought you was getting for cheap. So don't chimp on yourself, and that's going to help you to take care of your wife. You're going to continue to move forward in your business, and you're going to continue to move forward in what you do. Do I see that you get this? I see that you get it, but it's not going to be what you want because you was trying to be cheap. And you got to start putting in the money on what you value, investing in what you truly value, because this is how you make your money. This is what's working for you. So if it takes a couple of more months for you to put that money in and get what you need to do, then you need to go for that because you already know it paid off. You ain't been chimping on yourself. That's how come these things are happening for you. So don't treat other people and things like you don't want to be cheap. Nobody to try to beat you out of what you're worth. So don't beat them out of what they're worth. It's a reason that certain brands, and you know this because this is a part of what you know. It's a reason why certain brands carry a certain name. It's a reason for that. We know that when it comes to China, they are the mass producers of duplicates. You know that. Stop cheating yourself when you know what real value is like and you know that you're worth the best that money can buy, the best. There ain't no money. There ain't no price that you can put on yourself. There ain't no price that you can put on your family. So look at your life, look at your business, look at things that you want from yourself that same way. It may take you a little longer, but you've made the best investment. And guess what? They're going to come with some guarantees. Yeah. I feel you're going to get it. It just ain't going to be what y'all think it is.
Yeah, I had the feeling too, but mm-hmm. I, you know, that was.
Yeah.
That's the balance. So.
That's it. That's the balance. In the words of my mama, you done bought that lesson. You bought that. So next time, you know good shit. You know brands. You know all of that. You're that guy that knows that. Nobody can run cheap shit by you. So stop being a cheapskate. And then you ain't got to worry about cheating your wife out of experience, your children, yourself, nobody. Treat yourself like you worth every penny that you are. You are value. You are valuable to the fullest. You top grain. You the best. You're the best in the line.
I do have one question, one more question.
After you respond to what I said.
You said, what was the question? I mean, besides, I'm supposed to respond to that? Or?
Yeah, I said after you respond to what I said, you can ask another question. You sure can.
What was your question?
No. What I just told you. That deserves a response. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I agree. Oh, yeah. I'm just listening. You know, I don't want to interrupt. This is your show. You always, you know, I don't want you, you know.
You ain't one of them brothers. You know I don't have to worry about that with you. You ain't one of them brothers. You see, buddy. I know what you're talking about, too. You know what? Oh, gosh. Oh, my goodness.
Oh,
I needed that. Okay, go ahead. Go ahead. What's your question?
My wife and I, we want to have children, children in our future.
Mm-hmm. Y'all want some babies? Y'all want some babies? No, I'm being serious. I'm laughing, but y'all want some babies, and I think that's beautiful. And, yes, I do see children in your future. Let me tell you what you do. And this is for any parents out there that want to just get it popping and y'all want to have some babies, especially if you know that you're having some problems with fertility. The number one thing that I want you to do for the fellas, what I want you to do is I need you to buy your wife some pomegranates. Buy some pomegranates during pomegranate season, and we are in pomegranate season right now. And you're going to cut them pomegranates up. I hear all of y'all been eating pomegranates, didn't know what it was doing, right? Okay, so before you eat the pomegranate, I want you to take the pomegranate, both of you place your hands on it, and really just send love and light and energy into the pomegranate. Cut it open. Take the seeds out. You know how to de-seed a pomegranate? If you don't, there's YouTube videos, so that's how I learned how to do it. And take the seeds out, and I want your wife to eat them one by one, spoonful by spoonful, and eat the pomegranate. Eat that throughout the whole pomegranate season, because one of the things that I see for you is that you have, your sperm count is not low, but you have high points and low points in there. And then there's a couple of issues that go on with your wife. It's not that you guys are not to have kids. It's just that those portals need to be open up for you guys a little bit more. But it is possible. It is. And I do see children. I dare not say which one first, but I do see children.
She says twins, but that's what she says. She has a lot of dreams all the time. She's always dreaming about a girl, but.
Mm-hmm. That's beautiful. Tell her to keep dreaming about them. and talk to the babies, because some of those are not dreams. What happens for a woman in particular, that she's able to go to beyond the astral world, she's actually able to go into the spirit world, and she can talk to the babies. Babies talk to me all the time before they actually come to the planet Earth. And so tell her to just set that intention, and even yourself as a father, you can do it too, when you guys are going to sleep at night, to go meet your child. You understand? You're both two amazing individuals. And so you guys can put it out there to the babies. Just say, hey, to the babies out in the astral world, hey, check it out, y'all. We're ready to be parents. We're ready to be parents. So you guys can come on in. But have your wife eat that pomegranate every single day. And she needs to do it for 11 days straight. And that's going to open up that portal. And, of course, you know the other act. You got to do a whole lot of that to get things popping, you know. But tell her to eat
those pomegranates. Yeah, exactly.
But, yeah, I see babies in your future. It's definitely possible for you. Have her eat those pomegranates and tell her to keep dreaming, because those dreams are powerful. They're not just dreams. That's her actually going to the spirit world, talking to the babies and to those souls who are reincarnating back on the planet. And so she can actually have, you know, tell her to set those intentions to talk to the babies in the astral world. Somebody want to come on in? You know, I'm open. Open for a nice little healthy baby. Don't bring a demon seed. Don't bring no demon seed. Not even. Not even. I'm dedicable for you guys. And a lot of it had to do with you guys moving around and just doing a whole lot of things. So you're in a better space now. This is a good time for it.
Okay. Yeah. I agree. Totally.
Well, come back and let us know when you get that baby. Yeah, when that baby's coming. Eat those pomegranates. That's it. Put in 11-day cycles. 11-day cycles. Don't forget, both of you, meditate over the pomegranate. Send positive energy in there. You know, don't things like wish for twins or boys or girls. Wish for a healthy baby. Wish for a healthy pregnancy. Wish for love and union of coming together. Send those higher vibrations, love and joy and those kind of things in there. Yeah. Mhm. All right.
Okay.
All right. Well, peace and love, and thank you for calling in.
Peace and love. It was always a pleasure, Ms. Blue. Thank you.
Likewise. Beautiful. All right, you guys. We're going to go ahead and close it down. We're going to shut it down. We're going to shut it down right there. I still see tons of you guys, hundreds of you guys over here out in this astral plane on the air. Again, I want to thank the goddesses. They are so beautiful. I just would like to let the goddesses know I'm going to be jumping over to the temple. So as soon as we leave the show, if y'all want to just kind of go in the temple, we can go back into our little priestess temple really, really quick and have like a little powwow. I just want to tell you guys, everyone did an amazing job, and this was so beautiful. And I want to say thank you to the Remix family members. You guys did an amazing job of bringing your powerful, loving energy, supportive energy, and being there for the first time. These goddesses stepping out here live on the air doing readings with the Remix family, and we know that that in itself can be something else. So I want to say peace and love to all of you guys. If you like the show, like it. If you love it, I want you to love it over on Facebook. Leave a comment. Love it over there. We'd love to hear. Love it on Twitter. Love it on iTunes. Leave a comment for us. And don't worry, you'll be getting to meet more of the priestess as we continue, because it's a whole bunch of them, y'all. Whole bunch of them. And you'll be getting to hear more from them and all of their amazing work as they're on their path and their journeys and just continuing their work. So peace and love to all of you guys. See you guys in Self-Invested on Saturday. And for the rest of you, I will see you Sunday night live in the Remix. Much love, warm spirit, and peace and love to all of you. As we get ready to close out, I do want to send a message to you guys and let you know, from the Queen Linda and the brother Bobby Hemmett. They send their love out to all of you guys. And Linda is, I spoke with her this week. She is so thankful for all the blessings and all the love that you guys have shared for her and brother Bobby. They send their love and their grace, just everything back to you guys. They love you guys so much. For everyone who's supported, don't, you know, forget that you can go over to the care fund for brother Bobby Hemmett, and you can continue to send those love offerings there. And the Queen Linda and brother Bobby Hemmett will be joining us on the remix soon to give a very special message. They'll be stopping by very soon to speak to all of the remix family and just to share their love with you guys soon. So she wanted me, Queen Linda wanted me to pass that message on to you guys. And so just know that Brother Bobby and Queen Linda, they send their love. They are so thankful for all the blessings from everyone all over the world. And those continuing blessings that are coming in as Brother Bobby continues on his path of healing and light and love and just really opening up portals for us as we do this work. So just sending that love and love to all of you guys out there. Love to you. So we're going to close out. Peace and love to all of you guys. Sunday night in the remix. Self-invested. Money matters. Get yourself out the box. Understand about what real frequency is. Building wealth and hanging out with the masterminds that's on the planet at this time. So peace and love to all of you guys out there. And we're going to sign off, myself, Miss Blue, and all of the goddesses from the priestesshood. Until next time, you guys, peace and love.